Hello and welcome to Press It Now. Today we're watching Spider-Man, the original 2002 one. And the idea of this podcast is that you press play on the same movie at the same time as we do, and we talk in your ears as you're watching it.
Today we are featuring Nick Bernard and Cameron Hall.
A.K.A. Burners I'm
Nick Bernard.
Alright.
Alright, we'll start the movie now.
You get the idea.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1, play. So now you should be seeing a black screen. Oh, no, now. Okay. This is just to keep you interesting. Now you should be seeing
the lady on the torch.
With the... on the stack. The girl.
Okay. Well said.
Would you have sound? We don't want sound, do we?
We can have a bit of sound.
Oh, because then it will overlap.
No, it shouldn't be too loud.
Alright. Now's the Marvel logo. Lots of comic strips.
Nick's a bit more of a Spider-Man fan than I am.
Yeah, boy.
He reads the comics, etc., etc.
I read the Ultimate line. I don't read the amazing line. But I understand I think this is more... this film is more based on the Amazing Spider-Man comics.
No, I don't.
Because... at the time it was released, Ultimate Spider-Man had been going out for 2 years. I don't think they had enough material to base a whole movie around it. But
good.
I think, though, the new movie is going to be based some of it on Ultimate. I don't know, we'll see.
Isn't it called The Amazing Spider-Man, the new one?
Yeah.
You should clarify. Yeah, this is the 2002 one with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, so...
you can even check out what Tobey's been up to since then.
What has he been up to? Has he been up for much?
I haven't seen anything. I know he put on a lot of weight.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's ripped in Spider-Man, though.
Yeah. That's because he got bitten by the spider. And then that wore off and he got fat again.
They actually made him get bitten by a spider. Yeah.
Okay. He's an actor and producer. Began his career in the late 80s. Okay.
That's convenient.
Okay.
That's odd.
No, I don't really
know. Something.
Oh, he's in Seabiscuit. That was right. That was a good movie. Tropic Thunder?
Was he in Tropic Thunder?
Oh, go to Korea. Yeah, it says he was in Tropic Thunder. And Transformers?
I don't remember any of this. I don't remember Transformers.
He was in Transformers?
Maybe like Street Pedestrian number
2. Oh, no. Sorry, it was referencing there. But, no, he was in... what did I say? What was the one we're impressed with? Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder, yeah.
Maguire took a cameo role in the action comedy film Tropic Thunder as a gay 18th century monk with his eye on Father O'Malley. Played by Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. was in Tropic Thunder, I know that.
Yeah, and he hits on him or something.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
What's he done since... oh, here we go. Here's all the list of stuff he's done. So last Spider-Man was 2003.
Yeah.
Then he came...
oh. Last Spider-Man was in 2003.
Apparently he played himself in Tropic Thunder.
Sorry.
That's what it says. But then he was in 2009 Brothers.
Last Spider-Man was 2007, not 2003.
2007, sorry.
Seabiscuit was 2003.
Yeah. The Great Gatsby apparently was this year.
It was filming, it hasn't come out.
Alright.
You know, you're not reading this very well.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not very good with Wikipedia.
Yeah, so what do you think of the title sequence that's been happening?
It's a little bit long, to be honest.
Yeah, it was like the James Bond title sequence. Not really.
James Bond is a bit more iconic.
Yeah.
Oh, we're starting.
Oh, here we go. Peter Parker's talking about that stuff that no one really cares about. We don't want it too loud.
No. Oh, so, it's got the corny narration.
Yeah.
Where he knows everything.
I'd like everyone to know that I'm not a fan of this movie. Very much.
Yeah, which is exactly why we thought we'd podcast about it.
Yes. There's Mary Jane.
There's a fat kid eating a donut.
Laughing at Peter.
Yeah, they really... is this like the comics? This looks like a comic. This looks like a comic book.
This?
Yeah.
And like I said, I've only read The Ultimate. This could have been a scene in one of the original comics, but... I don't know. But yeah, it's... I think in this, they made... I don't know. Because in The Ultimate, Peter Parker's nerdy, but he's not that socially awkward. And this is really just, you know, really awkward and weird.
Of any superhero, which do you identify with most? Is it Spider-Man?
Well, that was the thing. Spider-Man was popular because he was identified with the comic age. But he's a teenager, and...
So you're saying Spider-Man? As Spider-Man gets tripped on the floor. Yeah, that's me!
You were the one, okay? Who do you identify with? Tony Stark? You're a rich billionaire?
Yeah.
Batman? Spider-Man's the most realistic.
No, I think more of a Superman type character.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
God. Looking forward to the new movie, though.
From what I've seen from the trailers, all they've done is make the web slightly thinner and make the graphics slightly better, but other than that, it looks exactly the same.
Well, no, is he in the new movie, he's got web shooters, which is what he has in the comics.
But that isn't really featured in the trailers.
Web shooters?
Yeah.
Yeah, in one of the trailers, it shows him making it, like, it explodes. And like,
it doesn't look like the ones you get from Target with a canister on them?
Yep, it's just silly string. He did that, like, he did right and bought silly string. And strapped it to his arm, and he's like, oh my god, that's amazing.
Is it
no? No, it's a proper, he makes his own, he designs his own webs.
Yeah.
The director said that was his way of showing Peter's intellect. Because Peter is a...
strapping silly string on. Which would also demonstrate a different level of intellect.
Because Peter was supposed to be a genius.
Is this what made James Franco famous?
No, he was famous before this.
Oh, he did his Freaks and Geeks.
He did a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Norman Osborn speaking.
Who is he?
Norman Osborn.
Is that the dad?
That's Harry's dad. He's the Green Goblin.
Is he famous?
Spoilers.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, actually, we should address that. One thing about this is you probably want to have seen the movie beforehand, before we talk about it live, because like Nick just said, there will be some spoilers. And I understand
everyone knows Green Goblin. Everyone knows the basic premise of Spider-Man.
No one does.
I think if you're watching the podcast about Spider-Man, you'd know the basics about it.
Anyway, you should have seen it beforehand. And we also recommend you do watch it, because there will be times in this podcast where we inevitably just reference things on screen without explaining it. Like, oh wow, that would have hurt, without explaining
it. Yeah, you want to watch it alongside the...
Yeah, so the you better podcast. Be watching it. If not,
I mean, you could watch it just on your iPod, listen to it on your iPod.
Yeah.
Like on the trust, the bus or the train.
Yeah. We'll be angry with you.
Yeah. We
Can I say, okay, as far as a lab is concerned, he's in the lab now, right?
Yeah.
If one of the spiders escapes, that seems like a pretty dodgy lab.
Yeah, here's like, here are the spiders, and goes, one of them's missing. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's,
oh, well, I'm just moving on.
That's exactly what it is. And he doesn't feel the need to tell anyone. Why doesn't he mention he's been bitten?
He's been bitten, yeah. What's in the comic?
I mean, the first thing I say.
In the comic, the spider's massive. It's like in the Ultimate comic, the spider's massive. It's like the size of his hand.
Right.
And it bites him in front of everyone, and he sort of passes out and vomits on the floor. And everyone's like, oh my god, what just happened? But then... I think someone stomps on the spider afterwards. Instead, this one thing, it just runs away.
It does. Yeah. It just kind of gets away. It does look... It looks like Spider-Man, doesn't it? It's like it's got the colours.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's stupid.
Oh, that's stupid. Okay.
The spider's red and blue.
Yeah. But the spiders are red and blue.
Are they?
Have you seen a redback spider? Got a massive red stripe. No, you'll see. Bright red stripe down its back.
Yeah, but this spider's like fully red... And blue. It looks weird. It doesn't look like... No, but the fact that that's the colour of the spider...
This whole movie looks too bright and colourful.
That's the colour of the spider, and then suddenly, without even seeing it, he decides, oh, I'm going to be red and blue as well.
No, he sees it. They look at all the spiders in the box, and they go, oh, wow, he takes photos of them.
Guess.
And that's where he gets his inspiration. I quite like that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this
movie. Hang on, does James Franco like Mary Jane at the start? Is he being all flirty and she's into it?
I think so. It's been a while since...
Oh, yeah, now she's been like, oh, really? That's impressive.
Yeah.
You know things about arachnids. Oh, wow, tell me more.
But Harry is Peter's best friend.
Which is awkward.
Yeah. But I'm not...
Does Harry know Peter likes Mary?
I think he assumes.
But just doesn't really care.
But Peter's just so weird that...
Yeah, that he doesn't have a chance anyway. So, yeah. Right, okay.
Oh, no.
We're just seeing now the spider in the roof, just to resync.
Your phone away.
Yep, it's just we're gonna have a scheduled interruption in 5 to 10 minutes as people enter my house.
Oh, good. Good.
We have attempted this podcast before with The Matrix. It That was one of the
halfway through Cameron's parents.
Or not just my parents, my whole extended family kind of entered the house at once. Kind of
makes we're here for the podcast.
No, we just wanted a live studio audience. Impressive. Now, studios.
I'm not sure how the title works. It just sounds like you're not. Press it now.
So the idea is we have a little pause where we say now.
Just press it dot 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 now.
Except it's really hard to say when you're speaking fluently and fast to say press it now. It just sounds like you forget what you're saying.
Do you? What do you think of? He's like going like taking photos of Mary Desley Post for some photos for me.
Oh, he's being creepy with his creepy face.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
He's got like a proper camera and like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here it comes. It's descending upon his head now. Oh, and.
No one is
three, two, one.
No, you don't, you're not.
No, I can't count. Not very good. Yeah. And go, yeah, and there's the bite. And then Peter's like,
runs,
oh, God.
Then it just runs away.
Yeah, then he looks at it.
See? Yeah, he does look at it. It looks purple, though.
No, it looks. It's just. Nick bought a low resolution copy round.
No, it's Blu-ray rip.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we shouldn't. No, we bought the DVD.
We don't endorse pirating. Nick is a pirate.
I bought it in the store with my money.
Yeah, with his money and his eye patch and all the rest of it.
Sorry, everyone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's alright, listeners. We this just expect better from you.
And they're testing out this Green Goblin.
Okay, now that seems excessive to wear the green suit while he's essentially on a flying snowboard.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like the most protective gear in the world.
And why did they design it like a goblin? I thought that was sort of his, like...
affectation. It was his thing. He makes
it like a
goblin.
He becomes a villain. Why do they need the suit? Surely they can just wear... Yeah. I don't know.
Look at how many medals they all have.
Well, it's not that weird.
No, but all of them. If you see every single one of them, it has about 50 medals.
Yeah, well, they're the...
Oh, they're the top
highest
military.
Ranking.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's
going to send... average soldiers.
I mean, I did cadets for like 6 months, so.
They're chopped out, but, you know.
he doesn't like it.
Doesn't like the...
I think the general... And the dude's trying to justify the cost of it all.
Yeah. I know, it's difficult when you can't hear the audio.
Yeah, so you could probably fill in the blanks if you actually watched it.
The last time I saw this movie was about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, the last time I saw this movie was 2002 when it came out, so yeah. I'm really struggling here.
Well. Yeah, so now they're talking about something. Norman Osborn looks a bit upset.
No, yeah, I think they're telling him they're shutting down or rejecting the implementation of that technology for military use.
Yeah.
And so then he goes, what? I'm a little bit grumpy about this. Yeah, that's the thing.
This gets on my nerves.
A lot of these superheroes come about, or it's like the Green Goblin has the same story as the Hulk.
No, Norman Osborn is evil. Bruce Banner, he wants to be good.
No, but they're both scientists, and they go, oh, you know what? I'll just do a bit of cheeky experimentation.
No, because Norman Osborn knows what he's doing. He knows he wants to be evil. Bruce Banner is trying to be good, and he ends up becoming the Hulk. He doesn't want to be the Hulk. Norman Osborn is all like, Green Goblin, yay.
When the
whole thing with great power comes great responsibility. All Spider-Man's villains have great power and they don't use it properly.
But is there a phase where Spider-Man doesn't use his power properly?
Before Uncle Ben dies. Well, that's in the
movie. Yeah, but is he reckless?
The thing is, in the movie, he gets the spider powers and then immediately Uncle Ben dies. So he doesn't really have time to experiment... his powers just being kind of reckless. In the comics, he gets his powers and he's sort of not that, you know, he's just sort of carefree, just, you know, messing about.
Does he do anything stupid? I guess he goes...
Well, he almost kills people and stuff, but just from being stupid when trying to capture criminals. And then Uncle Ben dies and he's like, great power comes great responsibility. He's like, and so, yeah. Put your phone away, bro.
I'm just trying to avoid the future interruption we're going to encounter.
Okay.
When my family enters the room.
Okay.
Maybe we could have a cameo from Mum and Dad. That'd be fun.
Put their input in on there.
What's your thoughts on Spider-Man and his evolution throughout the movie? Oh, okay, you don't care.
Well, this is good. This is some trivia I found out. This scene was filmed, and then 6 months later, after getting ripped, the next scene was filmed because like, just then he was really skinny and then he wakes up and he's like, oh, hello.
He wasn't really skinny, he's just...
He wasn't fit.
Yeah, he wasn't fit. He just had to get unfit and then really ripped.
Yeah. Well, no, I think...
Oh, his hand doesn't look good.
That's the bite.
Ah. That was awful makeup. I know he's dreaming about spiders. Oh, okay.
And skulls, you know, the usual.
Oh, see? Ah, oh, there we go. The spider DNA has just entered his double helix. Yep.
No, I just don't like the red and blue. I think that's kind of... That's what he chooses. That's the colour he chooses. The spider doesn't...
Actually, surely, just thinking that, you go kind of camouflage. Like, you'd go black or grey or something.
Yeah.
Green.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, the bright blue and...
Let's go bright blue and red, and then let's
he's not a bad guy, is he?
No, but he doesn't need to be.
He doesn't want people to know his identity, but he also wants to be noticed that he's doing good things. I mean, it's camouflage. People don't like dark figures in the... You know, Batman, theoretically... Batman people don't like, do they?
Well, yeah, a lot of people are
scared of him.
No, exactly the same as Spider-Man. There's conflicting opinions about...
Yeah, but in a bright and blue costume, you're more...
See, now, what is his logic for doing experimentation on himself? Is it because they're shutting him down and he's like, okay, I might as well test this out myself anyway?
Yeah, something like that.
For someone who's old, he looks pretty fit too.
Yeah. Because Norman Osborn, he's not like Bruce Banner. He is a bad person.
No, Green Goblin makes him worse. It does accentuate.
He does.
He's not a bad person. No, but he's just angry.
He wants to do this to himself.
Yeah, he's an angry person.
He's willing to. He knows what's going to happen. Bruce Banner didn't know.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know this is going to make him evil. He just thinks it's going to make him strong. But it accentuates his negative personality traits.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the ultimate line. The ultimate line, he is just really evil. Like, he doesn't care about Harry or anything.
He doesn't. He cares about Harry. He's took him to school. Yeah. He says hello to Peter, and they're all, you know, quite nice. He's just angry.
In the ultimate comics, he's very evil. I don't know. Like they go a lot into his backstory in the comics more. What's happening?
Well, just trying to tell my parents that they be quiet because the next episode of Press It
Now
is being played. I like saying it as a team, actually. Yeah, it's good.
Here he is having a bit crazy. Oh no. Oh god. Oh jeez.
He's having like a fit? Yeah. I would love to have to act that bit out. That'd be hilarious.
And now he's dead. Well, that's what we think. Oh no. Oh no, I remember this bit.
Yeah.
Do you remember this bit?
I do. Don't give... No, oh, you... Sorry. Spoilers.
Sorry.
I like your retrospective warning. It's good.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's really awkward. That was a good frame rate there.
Thank you.
I don't think
Did he just dream about that? Did he say that?
No. He doesn't get psychic abilities.
I don't know. It's spider. Oh, yeah, that'd be ridiculous. Getting psychic abilities. You can only shoot webs. Come on. Oh, I see. He's been working out now, and suddenly he's like, "Oh, my glasses don't work."
That's what happens when you build muscle. Your glasses stop working. It's when you get better eyesight. Your glasses stop working. And now he's all like,
"Now let's pan out."
Like, he's been looking at himself in the mirror the whole time.
Oh, hang on. Oh, hello. Notices. There we go. Oh, God.
Yeah? No.
Now his aunt's like...
And he's all admiring himself in the mirror. Big change. Looking at his crotch.
Did he say... What did IMDb think of it?
What, I think about what?
7.4 out of 10 they've given it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot.
From 200... Was this 250,000 people?
Yeah. I think I enjoyed this movie when I first saw it, but...
The little half paragraph on it is, when bitten by a genetically modified spider, a nerdy, shy, and awkward high school student gains spider-like abilities, and he eventually must use to fight evil as a superhero after tragedy befalls his family. Well, a lot of spoilers there, thank you, IMDb.
Not really.
Yeah.
You know what? Everyone knows what Spider-Man is. You're not gonna... That's hardly spoiling it, that he is bitten by a spider.
No, no, no. But the fact that the tragedy befalls his family, that's... It's a fairly key plot that not everyone would know going into the movie.
That could mean anything, though.
Let's check out Rotten Tomatoes.
It doesn't mean Uncle Ben is going to die. Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. Sorry, listeners.
And Mary Jane's having a fight with her dad.
Okay, rather than typing in Rotten Tomatoes, I've started in Rotten Ben
Death.
And
PJ is awkwardly walking behind her. Yeah, this is good, good job.
Considering
though.
They're like...
Good job.
Yeah, the next door neighbours. He's not playing it that cool.
Yeah.
I'll say something creepy. Oh, no.
Like, yeah, in the comics, they're best friends. In this, he's the sword.
Actually, she's pretty awkward, too, actually, just looking at it.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's crying because her dad's been abusing her, and he's just standing behind her.
Oh, is he trying to talk to her? He was trying to have a conversation there, too.
No, he wasn't. He was just sort of awkwardly standing behind her, talking to himself about her.
Oh.
And now he misses the school bus again. Because he was staring.
But now is he really fast?
Yeah.
Oh, this is not a good...
Huh?
Yeah, that's... I don't like that as a... Is that a thing in the comics?
What?
When he runs beside the bus?
No, the bus scene isn't in the comics.
Because they've done it twice now.
Yeah.
Oh, and he just... So he just realized he had sticky hands.
Yeah.
Is that permanent? Can he now...
No, he can turn it on and off.
Because he has little hairs, isn't he?
Yeah, but I think it's when he gets tense or whatever. And so he was like, obviously...
See, that's what I don't understand. He's clearly gone and got suited up and then passed out. What else is he in? The dad.
The dad? I don't know. I have seen him in other things, though.
I recognise his face. You know who he looks like? Did you ever see The OC?
No.
He looks a little bit like, for anyone listening, he looks a little bit like Sandy Cohen from The OC.
Yeah, right in, if you agree.
Yep.
Should we make an email address?
Or Facebook page. I would just love to be able to quantify the amount of Press It Now fans we have on Facebook. We're like, yeah, we are podcasting to 7 people. Which would just be fantastic.
I think we should... No, we should have a contact in case someone does find us. And they can send us some fan emails.
Oh, or Nerd Rage. I imagine we'll get a lot of Nerd Rage for getting questions wrong. Or not questions, for getting like facts wrong.
Yeah. Seeing as I've only read the Ultimate comics,
I haven't read a single comic. I saw this movie in 2002. Oh, yeah. God. Here we go, ready?
And she trips, and yep. He's like, I'm going to catch all your food. And yep. You. See, I think that would be a bit more better reaction than that.
Yeah, I know. I think everyone would be like, whoa, did you see that? Not, haha, good catch. Anyway, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's just staring at him. Oh, God. I really don't like Tobey Maguire. He has a stupid-looking face.
Now let's just personally attack the actors. So what else is wrong with people in this movie?
I just don't like Tobey Maguire. I don't think.
Are you happy with the new guy? Who is
he?
Eduardo Saverin from The Social Network is
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah,
I think he looks really good. He looks like Peter Parker. Looks and acts like Peter Parker. This guy is the...
Okay. This guy. What did IMDb rate it? I'll just
this film.
Yeah.
Oh, now he gets the new web. See, the thing is, no one knows who Peter Parker is.
IMDb wrote it at 7.4, and this one gets 7.6.
Wait, but it was 7.4.
Spider-Man got 7.4 from IMDb, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it 7.6.
Oh. No, look, this is the
thing. Oh, did he just start a fight?
Now he's... This is the first web thing.
What happened?
He accidentally shot his web. At the food thing. And then, tried to flick it back, and then he...
And got food all over,
food
the
all over yeah, yeah. Flash Thompson.
Now, does he have a hole where it comes out, or is he just completely perplexed by it?
Yeah, it just sort of comes out of his hand.
I thought he only had one web shooter where it was like where the spider bit him. Oh, he has spidey senses now.
No, it comes out of both hands.
But is this his spider senses?
Yeah, he can see when danger's...
Right, he can zone in on all things in his...
No, it's only when danger. It's only danger. So I don't know why I was trying to fly.
Yeah. Him just sorting through it all.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's the boyfriend, is he? I think he is.
Yeah.
Sorry, no,
this is so stupid.
That guy fighting is awesome.
No. Who even does this?
He doesn't look like he's boxing. Yeah.
I
know. It's strange.
She's just ready to punch a nerd, and he's just like, oh, God.
Yeah, that looked ridiculous. This did not look like a good fight scene.
No.
When the song comes in, yeah.
And then this just kind of gets brushed off as...
I know!
Remember that time Peter did a double backflip and beat up those two bullies? Yeah, before,
he shot a web in the school and then did a backflip. Oh, I wonder who Spider-Man
is. That was a double backflip.
I know.
And then just smashes this guy, this little nerd, just smashes the school bully or whatever.
Yeah. See, in the comic, it makes... They address this, like, the fact that, like, people always see Spider-Man near the school and coming out from the school because that's always where he...
Gets changed.
Yeah.
And that everyone hates him. That wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Everyone.
No, I think that does make sense. If someone punched someone like that, there would be a lot of people would go like, "Geez."
After he came up and tried to basically punch him out.
Yeah, but then you don't do that though. You don't completely knock the person out, do you?
He didn't knock him out. He just pushed him in the chest, and he went flying back.
Yeah, but I think a normal person would be knocked out or get very...
No, he got punched in the chest. He was trying to punch him in the head really hard multiple times.
Yeah, I guess.
I think that's a good reaction. Oh, okay, so just to resync, Peter's in an alleyway and he's looking at his hands now. Zoom in and there come the hairs out of his hands. Little spider hairs. Look like barbed wire.
Yeah.
Any listeners out there, have you seen the, is it awesome, I think it's in one of those scary movies.
Right.
Where he goes halfway up the wall and then starts breakdancing? I don't know if it's a YouTube clip or...
Was that a superhero movie I saw?
Maybe, it was pretty funny, I don't know. I like it. That doesn't look quite right. This, like, because it doesn't really explain how his feet are gripping.
Yeah, I know, I was about to say that, because he's wearing shoes.
He's wearing leather shoes.
Yeah.
Only his fingertips, he's not even whole hand.
I know.
What?
No, he can fly. No, he's just jumping high. I don't know, that special effect looks stupid.
That does look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the really dated effects here. Yeah, for Bane, he's hardly inconspicuous. Like, he doesn't think I will be, like, genetically tested if they find me.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because in the comics, the spider bite comes from Norman Osborn. Norman Osborn is able to record, because everyone saw
Peter
get bitten, so he decides, oh, Spider-Man must be Peter
Parker.
I
do quite like this scene, though, where he's trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, with all the catchphrases.
Yeah. Technically activate it, it would just get all over his thumb.
Yeah, but why does it have to be that? Why does it have to be, like, the little finger coming
out? Also, there is an issue in which it doesn't really explain where all the mass comes from.
Yeah.
If there is kilograms and kilograms of web coming out of him.
I know. Yeah, that's why the web shooters make more sense. Because in the comics, sometimes he runs out and he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. That's a brave move.
I know.
Straight after, yep, I shot it.
He doesn't know how strong it is yet.
He hasn't tested it and pulled it.
No.
Surely he'd try to break it first.
I know.
No, that seems sensible. It's actually quite funny. Hey, yeah, does he disconnect? Oh, he just stops. It disconnects as soon as he stops. He's got to grab onto it quickly.
No, because look, it's moving in the
it was stuck to his hand with the tray.
Yeah. I don't know how he learned how to control it just then, but...
Yeah, that wasn't quite enough of an arc of learning how to use his ability. It was oh, well, done that. I'm Spider-Man now.
Here's the thing, I don't like about this.
He just walked straight up a wall, then started flying between buildings, and now he did mistake with a web.
But now, I think this is right, but now Uncle Ben is going to die, like, immediately after, sort of. He doesn't have time to fight crime as Spider-Man being irresponsible.
He does the, they call him Michelangelo, what?
Huh?
Is that an in-joke?
I know, I didn't read the note.
It just said Michelangelo, there's meat and vegetables in the fridge.
Oh. Probably.
It's Peter.
they got that wrong.
Maybe he's in the wrong house. It's for Michelangelo.
Oh, there's Mary Jane.
Hey, Peter, here's an opportunity to be creepy.
Oh, yeah, she said something. That's alright. Okay.
No. First thing he says, oh, I wasn't listening to you. I wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah.
Peter. Well done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the fact they live together and she hardly even notices him is a little bit...
Yeah.
But doesn't even think of him as the weird kid?
She doesn't really know... Yeah.
Does she?
I think she does, but doesn't really want to say it.
Hey, Peter, you weird kid.
But yeah, like, people are, like... She doesn't like people bullying him, but she also doesn't want to be associated with them, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be associated with him. He's not that...
No.
He's a bit weird. He's actually really creepy. The photos is so creepy.
Yeah, I wouldn't bully him, but I wouldn't want to be friends with him. It's that kind of relationship they have.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be all for bullying. No. Damn. Terrible joke.
Yeah. So, what should we talk about now?
Oh!
What?
Spider-Man came from a magazine.
What Amazing it was, you know, Fantasy. It was
Richard Number Wentworth. 15. Richard Wentworth
yeah.
was the Spider in the pulp magazine The Spider.
Right.
Stan Lee stated that it was the name of the character that inspired him to create the character that would become Spider-Man.
Oh.
So Stan Lee based Spider-Man...
On The Spider.
On The Spider. And can I just say... Yeah, I'm. Do you want to investigate this? I'm going to investigate this.
Investigate it.
That's just a picture. The spider. I don't know. I might have just linked spider. I think. Oh no, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. The spider. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Spider was created by. That's weird.
This looks really...
Does he have the red and blue costume? Or...
I don't... doesn't have enough pictures. I'm going to investigate this. We may be onto something, listeners.
I don't think we're the first to crack this.
Well, considering it's on Wikipedia. No, we must investigate.
There's a lot of listeners... I say a lot of listeners. Glad we have a lot of listeners.
Of all five of you...
Some of you may have
heard of this. No one's going to have heard of this.
Well, yeah, it's sort of
okay, no, this is what we need. Okay, this is what we need. If you've heard of this, you write in. I don't know where to write.
We don't have...
Just write to someone.
Okay, alright, okay, we're going to make an email address. Press it now at gmail.com.
Press it...
No, we're not having now. We're not having the dots.
No dots. Press it ... now. I like that.
Can we do three dots in an email address?
Give it a go.
We just allowed one. We don't want to say, hey, put the email into this, and then it's not that.
Listeners, we'll get back to you. Just hit us up on the Facebook page, which we don't have.
But we will eventually.
Hang on.
We're going to put this on iTunes, aren't
what?
We?
No, we're not on iTunes. You need to have, like, a lot of criteria to make it on iTunes. We'd be on, like, SoundCloud. We'd be on SoundCloud.
iTunes? You can put podcasts on
iTunes. No. You need to have, like, I think it's got to have, like, 10 episodes, and you've got to have X many listeners, and...
No, you don't.
You know, you can put it on SoundCloud and then post it to iTunes, I think, once you get enough...
Let's investigate this.
This? No, this is technical stuff. You can do this later.
Okay.
That's pretty dumb. Anyway, now look at the spider. He looks remarkably similar.
Does he? There's a black costume.
It's a black Spider-Man costume, essentially. I mean, it's old, but you can see that. You can definitely see the resemblance.
That's just a spider. That's just a spider.
There's lots of pictures of just... Now we're at a technical drawing of how a spider's venom glands work. Let's get back to it. Now he's drawing all the costumes. He's not actually that bad a designer, is he?
No, he's pretty good, yeah. This doesn't really explain why he's such a good drawer, either.
Yeah, these are very technical cartoons. Like, they're only... Actually, they're very accurate,
It's just designs, but he's drawing all the shadows. It looks like a proper comic book.
Doesn't really explain why he can make it, either.
Yeah, I know. He just suddenly has it.
He's a teenager, and suddenly he's got this... What appears to be a fitted... You know, it's not even Lycra, because Lycra's just stretchy. That's...
Yeah. In the comic, he...
Is that a really bad product placement? Yeah.
It's not bad.
That is bad product placement.
Yeah. No, in the comic, he tells Mary Jane as soon as he becomes Spider-Man. As he gets his original costume from the wrestling place.
What are you doing?
Because the wrestling place gives him his original costume.
And
he steals that, and then it breaks, and he gets Mary Jane after he tells him. She does sewing, and then she fixes it.
She does sewing?
And then, so she makes all the costumes
for him. Does the one of the wrestling look like the Final Spider-Man one, or...?
It's similar, but then Mary Jane, like, makes adjustments to it and stuff. But then Mary Jane and him break up, and it's funny, because, like, he doesn't know how to make a costume. There's the whole thing, and then he runs around in just, like, a red hoodie and a mask, fighting crime.
Oh, that'd be heaps better.
That's funny, because then people look, and he's like, he jumps in front of magazines, he's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Spider-Man, read a book, so you don't look like Spider-Man.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So Uncle Ben is a very cliched character, I find. He's the wise older man.
Wise older man, yeah.
You know, always has something... He's always happy and positive and always offering pearls of wisdom to Peter, although they may not be heeded, you know.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right.
Oh, now this is going to be the final scene with Uncle Ben, isn't it?
Can you at least try not to spoil it for anyone who might not have seen it? Okay, we're about 8 seconds before he dies.
We said it's a requirement for Uncle Ben to have seen this.
So it's the scene's own death.
Viewers to have seen the movie prior to listening to the podcast.
What are our viewers called?
Pressets. The Presset Nows.
No.
I don't know. The Nows. Pressets. The Pressos. Pressies. Now
you're a presser. You're a presser.
Presser?
Yeah, you're a presser because you got a presser. Now, I'm a presser, yeah. No? Presso?
Presso.
Unimpressed?
The unimpressed. We'll see. We'll work it out.
We'll brainstorm. Once again, just mail in if you've got any
ideas. To the email address that we do not have yet.
Yeah. We'll get on it, trust me.
Should we have, like, fan photos and things?
Or just photos of us in the Present Now Studios, which is essentially my couch with my laptop and a small microphone.
Yeah. I love how we can have photos in an audio podcast.
No, you got to send in fan pics of you dressed up as... you got to dress up as Spider-Man for the Spider-Man episode, and, you know, if we're the Incredibles, you got to dress as the Incredibles.
Yeah, it's all going to be superheroes.
No, then Leonardo DiCaprio for Inception.
Oh, we're going to do this. Inception is Cameron's favourite film, everybody.
Yeah, we will do Back to the Future, except Nick's too reluctant to criticise it.
Yeah, I will just like to watch them. I don't have any problem criticising this movie.
Yeah.
We don't have to criticise it, we can. But it's
more... No, we're going to have negative, we're going to be negative people.
No, it's more enjoyable if we can just pick apart some of the funny things of the movie.
That's true, because this does have good... it doesn't have that many good points, but it is...
It's not a bad movie, I'd say that, but it's not... Not great.
And I think that's what we're aiming for. Let's make not a bad movie.
That's every director's dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to make this movie? It's going to be alright, I guess.
Okay, so now this is one of the major logical plot holes, is when he goes to fight. We should just resync. Just do a big neck slam there in the wrestling.
And now the sign has gone up. And
3, 2, 1, tapped out. Yep, he won. Yep. Bonesaw won. So, okay, but one of the logical plot holes of this film is that he has to sign up for the wrestling with no legal documentation or anything. Or if he does, somehow everyone forgets the boy at the wrestling.
Well, no, because later, remember, when he's giving out his money, his mask off.
He wears a mask in the ring, yes?
He wears a mask in the ring. But he would obviously have to sign stuff.
But he very clearly uses his webs.
No, he doesn't use his webs.
Yes, he does.
Does he use his webs?
He uses his webs in the cage to get onto the roof.
I know
he flips onto the roof.
No, doesn't he just jump onto the roof?
He definitely uses webs.
Yeah.
We'll find out, I'm sure.
Yeah, but then he's back in the room when he's been trying to be paid, and he's got his mask off.
Yeah.
I mean, surely...
But that lady is an extra in so many things. She's in SWAT, she's in Ugly Betty, she's in so many things. Always small roles. I think she's in Scrubs at some stage, maybe? I don't know.
Would you like to make a living out of that? The small roles?
Small roles in big films!
Yeah. I mean, you get paid a decent salary,
No, you wouldn't.
Wouldn't you?
For doing that much work, I don't think so.
No.
Like, you might earn a bit, I mean...
Just, you know, you wouldn't be obviously become getting really rich, but you get...
Yeah, okay, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, she has speaking roles. Speaking roles get paid a bit. If she was just in the background, that
Yeah, but, be. Like, I think, like, everyone in the audience. Would you like to do that? Be in a mass crowd shot and, like, just bother try to pick yourself out, or just, like...
I'm like, yeah, it'll be good. And then when you see the movie, you'd be able to... Yeah. It'd be nice to do, just at one point. Would you want to do that?
Hey, what does he go? He says the human spider who changed it. Sorry, what? Would I like to be in a mass crowd scene?
That's a crowd spot, yeah.
If it was like Lord of the Rings, I'd love it, because he'd be dressed as an orc, and you'd be telling everyone with you that no one could really tell.
No, yeah.
I might start doing
it. I think it's hard to do in Lord of the Rings to be an extra one, because with all the costume they've made,
So many people, there's so many extras. That's one of the most extra films ever. Like,
is it?
The amount of orcs I had to dress up. In those mass battle scenes? Yeah.
My thing like this film will be easy because it's just people in normal clothes.
And so has he made this costume himself? Is this his first attempt?
Yeah. Which makes more sense, but then suddenly he gets...
Oh, is it, are all the girls teasing him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, yeah, this costume makes more sense for a teenager to make in his spare time. And then suddenly he has the really
the
amazing...
fitted, yeah. Well, this is more like Kick-Ass. The costume he has in that.
Yeah.
Which is the teenage, awkward, he's like, wears a wetsuit, yeah.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's a cage match.
Cage!
Now, that guy has a speaking mind. Do you reckon he's rich?
I never said rich. I said you'd make a decent salary.
Okay, so he's just basically putting him in the ring to die. What appears to be to die.
Because everyone's like, kill him.
I know, he's a teenager, kill him.
Yeah, like, later a girl gives him a chair to hit the guy, to give hit
oh, people. No, that's a... Have you seen WWE? That's like a
that's
thing.
That's not real, though. WWE isn't
No,
real.
But I think this is playing off the idea that if that was real.
Yeah.
Because that's how they...
But then that wouldn't be allowed.
No, but in the WWE, they market it as real. Like, oh my god, this wrestler actually died. They're just going with that kind of thing.
I know, but yeah, exactly. But no, everyone knows it isn't real.
Yeah.
But in this, you see, he just jumped. He didn't use his webs.
No, he does...
How is he hanging? He's wearing gloves. Pretty thick gloves.
Yeah, no, he does... He does use them eventually, trust me.
Does he? Oh yeah, there we go.
And no one remembers this!
I know. Is he, if that happened, he would be able to sue. Why isn't he suing?
Oh, no, because he does, they do address that. They sign a disclaimer, the waiver, that you're not responsible for any injury or death that may occur, you know.
Death?
They do, they say that, I think.
Oh, good.
I like that the metal bars are actually, like, bending and breaking as he hits it, as he hits them.
I think kill someone hitting with someone with a golf club, isn't it?
Or a chair, or against a metal post, or any of this.
Well, the metal bars aren't that, because they were bending when he was hitting them. They're not that hard.
Oh, right. Yeah. Still wouldn't say it's ideal. Oh, yes, and he's knocked him out.
Spider-Man wins. Yeah.
Spider-Man's the new champion, but he doesn't ever return, does he?
No.
I would love if they just took that story. He just became a professional wrestler.
Well, in the comic, that's how he makes it. He gets paid and makes a career out of it from like coming back week to week.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the comic, he refuses. Like that's how he ends up getting.
I love this. Just counting out like thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, like, in the comic, he ends up making a career out of it, but then he gets fired because he won't disclose his name. So then they address that. He doesn't want
to... Oh, because he always has to get paid in cash.
Because they say, like, you have to be 18, and he's a teenager. So he doesn't...
Oh.
That's why he doesn't disclose his name.
So he's meant to be, like, year 12, isn't he? Like, top, like last year of high school type thing.
In this film, in the comic, he's 15.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know. We have a balding villain.
The balding villain. The most threatening of
Oh god, he's balding! And he's got a gun! Okay, so ready? Peter just let him go and he's in the elevator. Pressing the button.
I do like that. I think they did this scene pretty well. I think he was legit. Like, yeah.
I think that just the colours of the movie make everything so different. Because the whole movie is very. Even
very
these
bright.
Quite dark scenes are very bright and happy. Like the colours are all too much.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just me being pedantic. Yes, is a big word. If you understood the word pedantic, mail it again.
Pedantic.
Yeah, okay. Now he feels kind of good about himself because
he let that guy go.
I do like this scene.
With Uncle Ben.
Yeah, I just like it because he dies. I didn't like it at all. Oh, finally.
He's like, let me through. Who is it? Does he assume it's Uncle Ben?
I don't know why. Like, he didn't see his car. Oh god, I better get in there. Yeah.
I mean, now he notices, but...
Yeah, why would he just shove to the front?
Why would he try to get through? Yeah.
Oh, someone's dying. Oh, can we get there? I want to get a good look.
We didn't even know someone's dying. There's a bunch of people
crowding. So he shoves
around.
Very violently through the... Oh.
Yeah.
Uncle Ben's like, oh, I'm awake.
Oh, Peter. I'm for sure.
Oh no.
He's here, Uncle Ben. Okay. This is a nice moment. And as he said, with great power comes great responsibility.
He said that in the car already, beforehand.
Oh. Did he say anything here or not, really?
Well, he's dying.
But what do you say?
I don't know.
Just like, well, oh, hey,
I
Peter.
I love you, Peter. Oh, hey, remember, I left the DVD player on. No, I didn't.
The meat and vegetables are still in the fridge. The last time I'm not called Michelangelo. Oh, that is the great face. That is a great crying face.
That's all on the internet.
Is it?
All the internet forums and things. Just use that.
It's the best crying ever. Oh, yeah, as you would, you just run off. That seems right.
And I was like, I'm going to be Spider-Man. I'm really angry.
Yep. I love that there's a wall right in front of me. He just was putting on his Mars's bang.
It's a really long alley.
Yay.
The fully animated bits are still...
It doesn't look...
That is the one thing that the new Spider-Man movie...
I hope
they've gotten better since 2002.
See, he looks a bit too animated, I think.
Yeah, it looks like a PlayStation game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that he can suddenly do all this immediately... Yeah. Like, he hadn't really practiced much of this.
No! But he's pretty good now.
Yeah. Like, he's already doing the combination of web swinging and landing on small things and then...
And staring angrily over the city. That seems to be a big part of it. Oh, this is him catching the car.
Yeah. Was that the criminal?
Yeah, that was the car. Yeah. I saw it swerving. That's why he wants it. Yeah.
He's like, oh no.
I would love if he smacked into the building again. That'd be fantastic to do it again. Straight into it.
Yeah, no, there we go.
Yeah, and then he does like once, and he's got the full hang of it.
Yeah, no. And now he can do all flips and things, and...
The flips always did seem a little excessive.
Yeah, well, I think it is just him showing off, but... Yeah.
It's a very dangerous way, Garrett. Does he get, like, increased... You know that's
fine. He gets increased strength, yeah.
No, so but, like, not only strength, but, like, in... Like, not endurance, but, resistance to being punched and stuff, because, like...
Yeah,
if a normal person gets punched...
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and then you... Like, get punched in the nose, you're going to be pretty much out of it. Like.
Not advanced... But he can heal slightly faster than normal people.
Yeah,
like,
or just be more resistant to it.
Not the extent of Wolverine, but
he can just punch through a car roof.
Yeah. He's very... He can pick up cars and things. He does get a lot stronger. We can't stop talking, otherwise...
Yeah, sorry, we're just getting a bit engrossed in the film here. Okay, he's going under the bridge. He went over the bridge just then.
Should have hit his head on the bridge, that would have been funny.
We just want to see Spider-Man die, it sounds like. Okay.
And then he punches through, and then he's... Ooh, hello.
This comes back, doesn't it? Sorry to spoil, but we're probably unlikely to do Spider-Man 2 and 3. This whole scene comes back in at Spider-Man 3, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's revealed that this guy didn't really kill Uncle Ben, and yeah, it's stupid.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it turns out that the Sandman actually killed Uncle Ben some way. I can't remember. They did a big twist.
Oh, before he was the Sandman?
Yeah, they did a big twist, and it turned out this guy didn't actually... I don't know, it was weird.
Was it that guy that killed him?
Huh?
Was it that guy that killed him?
This guy?
Yeah.
Right now, this guy killed him, but...
Is he the balding man? He's
not
the balding
man. No, he is. He's just got...
Oh, no, but they weave it in so there's an accomplice, isn't it?
It turns out there's actually the Sandman, and this guy...
Who was working with this guy.
Yeah, something like that. Which is just stupid. Because this is the Peter Parker backstory that's been in there since the very beginning
and
of the 60s.
And they went, oh, did we not mention this bit?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he takes his mask off. Although he doesn't know his name, so it doesn't really matter.
And no, he kills him.
No, it doesn't kill him.
He does.
No, then this is when he remembers great power comes great responsibility and he just leaves him dangling.
No, he doesn't. He kills him.
No, he doesn't. He leaves him dangling. Peter Parker, this is a big, like, great power comes great responsibility thing. He's about to kill him and he realises, no, I'm not that kind of person.
So then...
He just leaves him dangling for the police to get him.
So then why does he feel so bad when he finds out he doesn't kill him?
What?
Why does he feel so bad when he finds out it wasn't... Oh! He dies.
See, now he's about to...
See?
Huh? No, he doesn't die.
He's dead.
Is he dead?
He's dead.
Oh, no.
He doesn't feel bad about it.
Oh, and then later he feels bad. Yeah. Fair enough. No, in the comic he doesn't kill him.
We're not in the comic, are we? Oh, no, the police coming, he's gone. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing as Batman. They're always kind of half against the police. Like, they're doing the same work. Yeah. But they always have to run from the police.
Well, that's the thing, yeah, Spider-Man police don't like it.
Because it's vigilante justice. He's not abiding by the law.
Yeah, but in this movie, like, suddenly, it turns out then it's like towards the end, everyone suddenly likes him.
Even the police?
Even the police, yeah.
Even if it's vigilante work.
Yeah. Whereas that's something in the new movie I think is going to be, they're going to do a lot better. The lizard is the main villain.
If someone wants to start taking justice into their own hands, even if they're doing it correctly, then you're not allowed to do it. It's illegal.
Oh, now Uncle Ben. And yeah, he didn't even come back straight away to see Aunt
May. He did. Straight after the chase, just then, he came back.
Yeah, no, but not immediately after he found out Uncle Ben died.
No, because he was angry, he wanted to get the guy.
Aunt May doesn't know that.
Yeah.
He's been hours just...
Not hours, I think it was like a 15-minute chase, I think.
15 minutes?
Yeah, it wasn't hours, that wasn't very long at all. Yeah, 5 minutes. This is a real-time movie. This covers 3 hours of Peter's life.
Oh, good. What's that thing? I don't remember this scene.
Oh, is this the same location the Sandman comes from in the last one?
One surprise. I don't know.
The military testing base, all the sand everywhere.
Yeah, and the guys, it's like, what's this? Probably a bird. Oh, right, fair enough.
Yeah, it is becoming increasingly a requirement to have seen the entire Spider-Man trilogy.
We're trying not to speak of the other films so much, but you know. Oh, no.
Oh.
It's a Green Goblin shooting things. Everyone's dead. Yeah, it's not the same base.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
See, now he's graduated halfway through the film. He's supposed to... The Spider-Man's like, big thing is like he's a high school student superhero. And now he's not in high school
anymore. No, because he's a reporter, isn't he? Isn't he a reporter for the Daily Times?
Yeah, this is his part-time job while he's in high school.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the thing, because do they do the... In America...
He's not a reporter, he's a photographer.
In America, do they do the hat thing, that you throw up those caps in university as well?
I think so.
Because they do it in high school as well, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't we?
No.
What do we do over here?
No, we don't... No, it's not nearly as big a thing.
What do we do when we graduate over here?
Like a final assembly, like...
Because...
Yeah. No, is that a thing in England?
No, not really.
Yeah.
We had a big big graduation.
Do you wear your flat caps? No, I don't think they're flat caps.
We wore like smart casual. That was the dress code. We have to wear this kind of stuff.
No, I think we're just in uniform.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, I was once gonna.
You say he's a nice guy.
No, he's.
You're saying if you need anything, just let me know. I'm really sorry about having an Uncle Ben. If you need anything, let me know.
I think he's but deep down. He's not a nice guy.
He is.
No, he's not.
No, he is.
He is a bad guy, but...
Oh, no, only after the chemicals.
No, he's a bad guy in the first place.
No, he's not. He's a nice guy.
No.
Like Harry. He's like Harry. No, Harry's a nice guy.
No, Harry's a nice guy, but...
But becomes the Green Goblin.
Norman Osborn. No.
Because Harry... But the Green Goblin's only purpose is to kill Spider-Man, isn't it? When it's Harry.
Huh?
When Harry becomes a Green Goblin. Spoilers, sorry.
Then he becomes a good Green Goblin, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he doesn't actually do anything. Does he do anything bad? He only does bad things to attract Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit of a paradox.
Norman Osborn is a bad guy. He just went and killed a bunch of people. You just saw him blow up a whole bunch of people.
But he wouldn't have done that if it wasn't prior to the chemicals.
No, but he was still really, really angry at the military base people.
No, he did. No, he just wanted to people, test
and then, and then, no, then he thought, okay, we'll put the new serum in, and then the serum made him really angry, and he's not a good guy.
Look, I'm gonna give Norm a chance. Norm, Norm, if you're out there, mail in, explain yourself, and me and Nick will judge you accordingly. And that's just Eddie Norman, not just Norman Oswald, just because there is a Norman out there.
Just mail in.
Just mail in.
All the Normans. Yeah. Are you a bad guy?
We'll just judge all Norman. Are you a bad guy? And would you kill someone?
Would you kill someone?
Yeah. If they're called Norman.
No, like if the moment arose and you had to kill someone, would you be able to?
I don't think anyone knows until the moment arises. Nick, if you want to get a knife out, we'll just test this out live on air. First press it. Now death, live on air.
The first episode. It becomes an episode thing.
Then it becomes me doing a monologue.
Who are we going to kill now?
Becomes me doing a monologue for the next few episodes.
Good.
Oh, this is Nick's home room, Back to the Future. I mean, obviously Nick tragically died last week when I stabbed him. Good hypothetical though.
And there's his old costume.
And he's like, you know what? I'm really angry. I'm going to make myself an even better one.
Somehow.
It just kind of thinks about it hard enough and it just kind of appears. If anyone listening, me and Nick are actually dressed up in the full Spider-Man outfit.
Yeah, no, we're not.
No, sorry.
We lied.
We're not that authentic. Sorry. We will next time. Whatever the movie.
It's not Spider-Man.
No, whatever the movie, we always dress up as Spider-Man.
See, is there this much crime everywhere?
Here's the thing. If you were to get a superpower, you wouldn't necessarily know where crime is.
Have you seen the movie Super?
No.
They address that as... Yeah, this is another thing, like a guy becoming a superhero. Just a normal guy. And he's just sort of sitting around behind a dumpster waiting for crime all day.
Well, that happens in Kick-Ass, where he's, he kind of just wanders around the street looking for things, bad things, and it's like he's like looking for a kitten and like just trying to do general things. He just looks a little bit odd walking around town.
The superhero costume. What's he doing? He's just looking at. All right. Yep, good. That's a good thing. We needed that.
Yeah, this is just showing the mixed opinions of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh no.
He's doing all these good deeds around the city. Well, that's the whole thing, like Batman. This is the same kind of thing as Batman, in that this crime is everywhere, like absolutely everywhere at night.
The thing is, Gotham City is a fictional city, and you can believe that there is crime. But this is New York City. I mean, it does have New York City isn't the best place to live, but I don't think. Is there people with guns everywhere?
No, I'm sure there are areas where you could probably find a crime. Like, if you were looking and you had a police scanner or whatever, I'm sure you could find.
I don't think he has a police scanner.
Doesn't he? Because that's like Batman's whole thing. He always listens to the police.
Yeah, but this isn't Batman. This is a teenage guy.
Why is he Batman? Why isn't everyone Batman?
Batman is a rich billionaire who can afford all these gadgets. This is just some guy.
Oh, no. Police scanners are easy to come by from what I gather.
No?
Oh, I don't think they're hard to find.
Yeah, but Peter doesn't have a police scanner.
No, he should get one.
So mail into Spider-Man.
Yeah. Actually, if you have a police scanner, set it to press it
now.
No, don't. It's not illegal.
And we'll try to get it to Spider-Man.
Sorry. Will we, as the press representatives, be doing any vigilante work after this, just to...
Yeah, that's going to be, you know...
Get an opinion.
Bonus vid.
If you're about to commit a crime, mail in.
we'll stop you.
Yeah. I'd make it easy. I just try to pick your friend's pocket, and we'll be like, hey, don't do that. That's... No.
And then we'll punch you in the face. It'll be great.
I'll say don't do it, and Nick will punch you in the face.
Okay. Make a cop, bad cop.
Not often you go two kind of nice cops. No. Like two cops that kind of understand your situation but are in a tough position. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be what we do, a mix.
I like that. I think this guy is perfectly.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
I don't.
He's perfectly cast.
I think I just don't like it because it's
you
too comic
like
booky. I don't like this whole thing that's too comic booky.
But.
No, like. Do you realize
it's a comic book movie?
Yes. No, but like, you know Batman? If they're like perfectly. Yeah.
That's Christopher Nolan. He made it realistic. He took away comic bookish.
Yes, that's good.
This is a comic book This is a comic book movie.
Yeah, I guess.
You're watching Batman because you don't like comic book movies.
Yeah.
Hello.
A cameo from my little brother.
Say hello. Hi.
Yep. First press it now guest is Lachlan, my little brother. Yep. He's gone.
Yep. Say goodbye.
Yeah, bye. Yeah. If you did say goodbye, once again, you know what to do. This is her bad... This is highlighting her bad job, and... This is just her generally bad life we're highlighting here.
Yeah. I don't think that's bad. She's in high school. She's got...
She's in high school? She works at a cafe.
Oh, no, because she's graduated, so... She should be at uni.
Oh, is this, like, a few months later?
I assume so, I don't know.
It's not, like, the day after high school. It's like, I'm so embarrassed I work at a cafe. Yeah, right... Not the end of the world.
Yeah. Well, see, they're talking now. It's all right.
Yeah, no, only because he's found her in a really awkward position.
Yeah. Well, no, now it's the big reveal that she's going out with Harry.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. She reveals to him now.
It's like, oh yeah, me and Harry.
Yeah, but then Harry never told Peter.
Oh, and him. Is Peter Harry's best friend?
No, they are, but
does Peter just have no friends and Harry is his best friend?
They've moved in together. Harry and
Peter.
Peter have got they got a flat.
Oh yeah, but that's largely out of circumstance than friendship, isn't it?
No, they're best friends. They are best friends, okay. Harry sees that he's really nerdy, but he does like He does like him.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Is Harry smart?
No, well, that's in the... I don't think it's really addressed in this, but in, like, the comics, he's Peter's friend. They sort of benefit each other, because Harry gets him out of, like, bullying situations.
Harry's really good and social and stuff.
And Peter helps him out of his homework and things.
Right, okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, this is their apartment, I think.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what's Norman Osborn's character?
Osborn.
You know who he is.
And what's his character?
It's Norm. What's his character in real life? What's his name?
The actor.
That's the one.
Oh my god, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Go on the IMD.
The what?
B.
Yeah, IMD B. I'm pressing now. Okay, Norman. What's his last name?
Oswald.
Born. Spider-Man. Okay, who is he? Norman Osborn.
That is just the count. That's not the actor, you know.
2002. Is Norman Osborn in... And is
born.
You know who he is. Is Norm... Is Norm in the latest one?
No, because the...
Where does the latest one pick up from? Where do you reckon?
The new Spider-Man. The latest one is the origin story.
It starts again. All over again. Yeah, in a lab. This is awkward. Lost a spider. It bit me. Ow.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a reboot. Well, I don't know how they're going to...
One thing is, Tobey Maguire, while he's not the best Spider-Man...
Yeah.
He does look so much more awkward teenager than the new guy.
Yeah, the new guy has skateboards. I don't like that.
The new guy
Peter
looks
Parker's
like...
Peter never skateboarded.
New guy looks like a real frat boy type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do prefer the new guy. Because Peter Parker isn't... He's a nerd and kind of social worker, but not to the extent that Tobey Maguire portrays him as.
Right.
He's not weird. He's just kind of nerdy and not very popular at school.
Right.
He can talk to girls relatively okay and everything.
Yeah, he's not...
He's not that weird.
He's not
just... He's just
unpopular. I wasn't listening to you.
exactly.
Had a Mary Jane. Oh, yeah.
He's just not very popular. Oh, you like that this character isn't in the new movie.
Hey? Is that guy? Because I'm not a massive fan of...
They don't do the whole... They don't
the
do
newspaper
the,
man. It's...
They don't do the newspaper job thing in the new movie.
Yeah. I think that's probably good.
Why don't you like... I love this guy. He's I think he's the actual... He's the...
Yeah, it's just...
Best portrayed character
in the whole
movie.
Like the comics and you've read these characters and stuff. I just don't think
I think he's portrayed perfectly. Because apparently they thought about putting the storyline in and he said he was willing to come back and portray the role, which is the only character coming back for a reboot because he portrayed the character so well.
In the reboot, is
In the reboot, he was... They were originally going to have, like, the newspaper story. And they were going to have him coming back to play the same character.
Because he did it
so well.
Yeah, no, you can't do that, though, I think. I don't think
really?
Him... No, that doesn't work.
I think... No, because people now recognise him as that guy.
Yeah, some people recognise Tobey Maguire as
Spider-Man. No, not the same, though, because... This guy... I don't know. Because
he didn't do a good job the first time.
He did a really... But he didn't do a good job. He did such a great job. And he's portrayed... No, and he's portrayed...
Okay, Willem...
Of animated ones,
Willem
so.
Dafoe is...
That's a pretty...
Is the Green Goblin.
Before.
Willem Dafoe. Let's check out his IMDb.
Have you not heard of Willem Dafoe? I
no,
think, you think he is a big, big name actor. You're just such a Will.
I did. Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe. Willem...
Okay.
Dafoe. Dafoe, because he's the villain. Dafoe. Yes.
That is the worst pun on present now to date. Okay.
Good. Let's see if we can get worse one next week.
Yeah.
Next week. I don't think we're going to do them weekly.
No, I think weekly's a bit much.
Alright, we've got them. We're in the middle of year 12 Australian education. Which is the final year of Australian.
As we call it, I'm doing Year 12 Australian Education this year, yes. Well done.
I started Year 11 Australian
what
Education.
What I like is you think that everyone listening won't be doing that, because you
what?
Just think we'll just...
Well, there may be people from other countries. People say Year 12.
We're successful now. We got very successful then.
Oh my god, I don't know.
We're an overseas audience.
Well, do you think everyone will be from Australia listening?
Yeah. I think everyone will be from our...
I'm an English guy. You're an Australian listening. Guy. Yeah, I've got English people listening.
Oh, yes. Hello. So,
hello, English.
Hello, England. Say hi to the Queen.
Anyway.
If the Queen was listening. My Liam Lizzie.
And this is the big float parade in New York.
Isn't this... Spider-Man's honour? Doesn't he get one in Spider-Man?
Oh, that's in the third one.
Oh, that's late.
It's not that popular yet. Right. This is like the Thanksgiving parade they have in New York, I think.
Big Apple dreads spider bite.
Yeah. Hooray. Oh, this is the big Green Goblin.
What's the parade in honour? Oh, I'm sure it's an address.
Isn't it Thanksgiving? Doesn't New York have a big Thanksgiving parade every year?
Maybe. Oh, and then he sees Harry and MJ.
And he's like, oh no.
Oh no!
I heard they were going out and here they are together.
Did Mary Jane mention it before? Or is he just finding it now?
She, remember, outside the cafe, oh, she mentioned it to
him. And now he's surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very weird dress.
Yeah, I was about to say that. She looks very kind of like traditional, I don't know, like Japanese dress or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, no, I don't want to kiss my boyfriend.
Awkward.
How can I do that?
Yeah, that'd be embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, why'd you do that?
It's really rude.
She wanted to go out with him. She, yeah.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden he's like, okay, that was weird.
Yeah. It wasn't like she was debating between Peter and Harry.
Does he actually say this?
He never says my spider sense is tingling.
I'm disappointed in that.
In the comic, he calls it spider sense, but like just all entirely seriously, just kind of yeah.
No.
But because he doesn't really have any other name for
it. Here he comes, and is everyone initially like, "Yeah, look at this! This looks awesome."
Huh? It's the Green Goblin.
Initially, is everyone like, "That is so cool."
I can't remember, I think I've seen it. I think they're thinking maybe part of the...
Doesn't he almost kill Harry here, though?
Yeah, he's not very careful.
Yeah.
That's the thing, he doesn't...
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So that's the thing,
he doesn't care that much about his son, though. No one else.
He does, though.
He thinks of Harry as a... In the comics, he doesn't... Because Harry's not that smart, so he thinks of him more as like a failure of a son, and he thinks more of Peter Parker as his son.
Oh, he does kind of want Peter as his son, doesn't he? That's kind of dressed here.
Yeah.
Oh no, don't pop the balloons.
Oh no. He sees Harry there and he's like, oh, yeah, but that's, he's evil.
Yeah, I think that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just to resync, we've got a lot of explosions.
There's Stan Lee just there.
Stan Lee, oh, it was too.
Yeah.
He's
like nearly every Marvel movie, that's his thing, he comes in. I think that's really good, I like that.
Yeah, does he do that superhero thing? Does he get changed really quickly, or does he have it right underneath?
Or Stan Lee?
Yes.
Yeah,
he'd have a Stan Lee suit underneath.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
But he's doing it in public. He's doing it behind like an alley or something.
And he's not running that fast. He doesn't have like the Superman thing where he gets changed in half a second.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good effect.
That was good.
Yeah. That looks so fake. Yeah, you just got hit in the head by like a paper ball. It didn't look that realistic.
Spider-Man. Boom.
Oh, conveniently placed airbed.
Why do kids do this in movies?
Yes, kids.
They just stand there staring at the danger.
Stupid kids.
But this happens like... Every movie!
Yeah.
Happens in Iron Man, it happens... Oh,
so what's the big deal, though? It looks like it's just going to be a soft... I don't know.
No.
I didn't look that soft.
Kids are idiots in every movie.
I know.
Oh, no.
I surrender. Oh, no, here we go. Now it's 101. This is what we want to see.
I think the Ultimate Comics are like, because Green Goblin isn't actually a suit.
Why doesn't Spider-Man wear armor?
He's an idiot.
There seems to be a lot of instances where he's thrown into things by his back. If he just wore like a nice...
Yeah.
Bubble wrap or anything.
I like in the Ultimate Comics, the Green Goblin isn't a suit. He's actually a formula and turns him into a monster like the Hulk.
Yeah, that didn't make much sense. I don't know why he couldn't hit him. He was shooting left and right of him, and he was running in the middle.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no. Yeah, the general rule for any superhero movie is don't be the girlfriend. Well, that, it's not even the girlfriend. Don't be the love interest. Because for a long time, Lois Lane wasn't the girlfriend, was she?
What were you saying? What, sorry?
Like, on Spy, like in these superhero movies,
yeah.
As a general rule, you don't want to be the girlfriend.
No.
Like, well, no, not even, it's not even the girlfriend, because just don't be the love interest.
Yeah.
Because, like, Mary Jane isn't the girlfriend, and Lois Lane isn't the girlfriend. Like, why don't you do that more often?
Yeah.
That is something that can happen over and over again.
Yeah. Thing is, in the comics, Norman Osborn knows that that Peter Parker is Spider-Man, so he always puts Mary Jane in danger. But in this, he doesn't know.
Why doesn't he just attack Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Oh, because I guess he has...
No, no, he doesn't...
He has all the same abilities still. He just won't have the mask. So it's still just as hard.
No, in this, he doesn't know that Peter Parker's Spider-Man. In this film, he doesn't. Right. That's what I'm saying. In the comics, he knows, so he always puts Mary Jane in danger. In this, he doesn't...
In danger?
Mary Jane just happens to be in danger.
Right, yeah, yeah. And she's just annoying.
Yeah.
I don't imagine that'd be as relaxing makes out.
No.
Like, she's all like, oh, this is nice. No. Yeah. No, you'd be terrified. Why have we gone 8 blocks? Put me down already.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't it be very... Because obviously people are like... Because when you swing and then you go for another one, it'll be a lot of...
That's what I was thinking. He's going to do it one arm. He's going to do it one arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he's being all funny and stuff.
The thing is, like, she's really happy and stuff. In the comics, she is traumatised.
As you would be.
Yeah.
Even just from that flight.
I know, yeah.
You'd be like, there's no safety, and you've got things coming in your arms, and this is all a bit strange.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really mature, Peter. Does she find out in this movie?
No. She finds out, like, the third movie or whatever.
End of the second.
Oh, it's end of the second. All right.
After, like, Herod and Peter get married or something.
Oh, after, like, big Doc Ock battle and then, yeah.
I didn't see 3. Oh, no, I did see 3. That was the one with the black Spider-Man, yeah?
Did you see any of them? Did you see
I
one?
I saw all of them, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember the second one.
Second one's Doc Ock.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it.
Sacrifices himself at the end.
And then yeah.
And Mary Jane at that.
Hmm. Not that it's a requirement to have seen that. We just think less of you as listeners.
We've only just seen that as we watched the first one because it's the origin story. Yo. Yo.
Would we release the failed Matrix episode?
No. Should we?
I think what's the one? If we get enough listeners.
If
we get
enough listeners.
There's high demand. Yeah.
If we get enough likes.
If we get inundated with Norman's mailing in just saying, oh, I love it. Give us a Matrix.
I'd love it for the only listeners we have for this podcast.
I just saw Norman. Like, we have heaps of, like...
It's a very, very specific demographic.
But I'd love to have, like, 200,000 Normans.
Just listen to
just Normans.
That will be our listener record, Normans.
Oh, yes! Yes! If you're listening, you're a Norman.
Yes, alright, there we go, done.
Oh, all you Normans out there. That's excellent.
Hard to,
that was good. That was sticking with that one.
People listening to other podcasts afterwards, why is that enormous?
No.
Oh my god. This is the whole like thing.
He develops like schizophrenia here.
Like
yeah.
Gollum and
dual Rings. Personalities. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is only because of the drugs. I maintain that
it's not only because of the drugs.
Him and Harry are very similar characters. Him as the Green Goblin, Harry as the Green Goblin, are very similar.
Mm, yeah, okay.
Their just motivation's different. He's angry at the military, and because he's had the massive drug thing. Well, same with Harry. He's a good guy until he does the drug thing.
Yeah. In the comics, he is very evil.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is like, yeah, now this is gone. Did Lord of the Rings come first or this?
The first Lord of the Rings came out in... Well, this is where Google can help us. Lord of the Rings.
Which is the scene with Gollum doing his old two-act thing?
That'd be the first one.
Is that the first one?
Maybe.
Didn't Gollum only come in the second one?
You know what? I'll give you the better of it. I'll say the second one, yeah.
We'll find out. We'll see, bruh. Because this is very similar to that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he does the in the water?
Yeah.
The water scene? Huh? Where he's looking into the water.
In the film, he does it all the time. He like flashes between Gollum and Smeagol.
Yeah, no, he does. He stands over a pond and he looks in the pond, and one of them.
Yeah, that's one of the scenes.
But this is the same here. He's looking in the mirror.
In the mirror, yeah.
And the mirror scene is
one of them. So I want to find out which one came first. see who's ripping
the chicken or the egg. Which one's the chicken?
I don't know. I don't think Spider-Man came from Lord of the Rings.
Movies. You know what? It didn't actually happen according to Wikipedia. They didn't actually like the movie. We imagined it.
This is the book. You're looking at the books.
Oh, I'll get to the movies. Lord of the Rings.
Movies.
Did he give himself the name the Green Goblin? Or no, no, he just did the newspaper.
I don't think, yeah, his newspaper does it.
Did Peter? But did everyone happen to call him Spider-Man?
Peter calls himself Spider-Man. And then
yeah, but how did
he
get
that? He leaves the sign saying a
friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, of course, yeah. Oh, Fellowship of the Rings 2001.
And Two Towers 2002. This film came out in 2002, so they could have just both come to the same
conclusion. Yeah, alright, good. It's actually not that hard a concept. No. Evil in the mirror, good there, to show two personalities.
Alright, cool. Done.
It's very difficult to do in one shot, actually, if you're not using a mirror.
Yeah.
It looks a little bit weirder.
Yeah. Oh no, what's happening here?
The Green Goblin's come in. Oh, he's trying to find the photographer.
Spider-Man. And then, yeah, he's being really good, and he's like, I don't know who he is, what's happening?
He does look a lot like the lizard in the new one.
Does he?
In that he's green.
yep, good.
His voice is a lot deeper.
The goblin?
Yeah, when he puts the mask on.
Voice monitor.
Oh, he's got to change it then.
Yeah, so no one knows who he is.
Why does he catch him here?
I don't know.
He could have literally just killed him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he wants to...
What, find out who he is? Oh, like, yeah. Torture him and
that's
whatever.
That's why he just put him to sleep. He didn't shoot him. Because he could have easily done that.
Yeah, and Peter was there. But, like, that's the thing. He just completely gave away his element of surprise by using a one-liner. Like, he's like, oh, you know, I didn't even hear what he said, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. In New York, you don't see that around Melbourne. Is random steaming things. There's a lot of random steaming things in this city.
Yeah. Chimneys, isn't it? What is it?
I think it's like heating system or something, but in the alley it's always smoking as well.
Yeah, I think that might be effect for movies. I'm not sure if that is all over New York.
That's a good point. He's taking it out of his eye holes.
I know, it looks really weird.
Yeah.
Later he takes it out of his mouth.
What do you think of the new Spider-Man with the gold eyes? You know what it is?
Doesn't bother me.
The new Spider-Man has taken the goblin's eyes. That's where they've gone.
It's afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a trophy.
Cut the middle movie in there.
Oh my god.
I don't like this scene, it's stupid.
Can you tell me the backstory of the lizard? Do you know the backstory of the lizard?
It's John Connors is Terminator, isn't it?
Yeah,
Dr. Connors. Yeah. He loses his arm and he wants to... Because he gets like, you know, lizards can regrow their limbs. So he gets like lizard DNA and like makes this thing and like try and grow his arm back.
Oh, but just
turns into... And it turns into a massive lizard, yeah.
Should have seen that one coming. I love to turn him into an actual lizard, just like a normal sized lizard.
Just shrinks down. Yeah. Starts just eating
away. Completely harmless. Yeah, he's just hitting a caterpillar, you know. And then Spider-Man picks on it.
Oh, God.
I wish we'd actually listened to that.
Yeah, I remember not liking that scene though, so.
Okay, good. We just get angry.
Wanted.
Oh, arrest. Yeah, I think that's fair enough. Peter's really quite offended by this, but for a random vigilante who seems to attract the Green Goblin...
He's trying to help, I think. That's what the thing is.
He's
know.
Trying to help it. Stop.
Yeah.
He's not wanted. It's not helping anything.
No one likes you, Peter.
Exactly.
You're a failure. What's he doing for uni? You got anything planned? What's his life goals?
I would love to see a scene like that. Just him outlining life goals and various things.
Oh, no, he goes to uni. He's in uni in the second one, isn't he?
He can't... Oh, no, that's why he does the... because he's a photographer because it's very easy to take photos of himself. He's basically just taking selfies as a job. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Press it down.
In the Ultimate Comics, he's a web designer. He just works in the web, which makes it a lot more lenient in the... Because it's very unrealistic that he's always there to take... And he's always carrying his photo camera with him when he's...
No, he kind of has to set up the shots.
Exactly, yeah. So it makes more sense that he just builds a website, the Daily Bugle. So he can still talk to and everything, everyone, but... Because he comes
and
in and
goes... Also, it puts a lot of focus on him, because obviously he's the only one getting photos. How do you know Spider-Man?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hang on. Weren't you the kid that did the double backflip in class and then did the wrestling?
Well, yeah, like, in the comics, he comes in and goes, "Look, I've got to put as a Spider-Man because he's not in professional photography." He's like, "He's alright. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Do you want a job as a web designer?"
Oh, really?
No, well, yeah, then, like, someone's having a problem with a website, and he's like, "Oh, I can fix it," and he's like, "You know, you got a job, good
you
job."
You literally do associate with Spider-Man. Nick wants to be, like, an IT guy, so
I am Spider-Man, probably. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, okay, you're the before Spider-Man, bro. Just the kind of... I wasn't listening to you, Mary Jane. I was walking, like, 50 metres... That's really weird. Nick often walks about 60 metres behind me, mumbles. I'm about to turn around and look, and he just kind of, like, jumps into an alley or something. Starts taking his clothes, comes out wearing like this weird wetsuit thing.
He doesn't have any powers or anything.
No, he just kind of dressed up in a wetsuit in an alley. And then he just, yep.
Oh my god.
Is this a planned attack, or is this just...
I don't know.
I think it's just a chance attack.
I think it was four people who
and this is just...
don't even know each other and just think, oh, let's get a team up.
Oh, I just like thought it was chasing, and then she makes it violent.
Yeah. I'm like, I love your dress, where'd you get it?
She stabs them.
Oh no. Oh, that's good for...
Oh, this is just Peter being creepy again, isn't it?
Is it?
He was just following her at night.
Yeah. He doesn't have a mask on.
No, that's why he's going to be so quick.
Yeah.
Like, oh, as if she couldn't see him.
Oh, there's a scene in the trailer with the new one, where he gets caught by the police. And
so there's always a lot more lightning than in these movies. Oh, yeah. In the scene, then there was just lightning everywhere.
Like in the new movie, like, they take off his mask. The police take off his mask, but then, like, he keeps his head down, he's, like, fighting them. I think that's good. That's just in the trailer.
Yeah, so he's just trying to be creepy. I mean, you just walk up to someone...
And now he's Spider-Man, and he's very confident when he's Spider-Man, because he's, like...
Yeah, but still, popping upside down right behind someone when they're not looking in the middle of a dark alley.
After she's just been attacked.
Yes, not that spirit. She's, once again, not traumatised.
Yeah, I know, exactly. She just
thinks this
thanks
is
for
so,
helping me.
This is so romantic, yeah.
This like, happens so often in her life that she's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Have me
oh,
out.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, good. I still maintain this to be a very awkward way to kiss. Upside down. Especially when she's shorter. I suppose he has adjustable height.
Yeah.
It's just, no, it doesn't work. And as if she wouldn't be tempted just to pull the whole thing off.
I think she's... She likes the mystery, I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm taking it off.
That's in the comic. There's this black cat who's pretty much just Catwoman. But she's like a 20-year-old superhero person, and she starts to flirt with Peter Parker and starts kissing him and stuff. And then Peter's obviously enjoying it because he's a 15-year-old kid. And,
she
takes his mask off and he's just like smiling as a 15-year-old. He's like, oh my god, what have I done? And runs off. Funny.
That's funny. Oh no, she's remarkably... Once again, more steam coming out of the building. No, really.
I'm pretty angry at the steam.
That's what the most unrealistic part of this movie is, the steam.
Oh no, there's a fire. What's going to happen? What's Spidey going to do now?
Yeah, he really should just... Yeah, if he teamed up with the police force and became like some sort of special force, I don't know.
Yeah. They'll require him showing his secret identity. I don't think he wants to do that.
But he's the only reason the Green Goblin's angry now. He's the only reason the Green Goblin's about for a long time.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even register that and go, hang on, you know what? If I just stop doing this stuff, the whole city will... I will save so many lives. Because every time the Green Goblin comes around, like 50 people die.
Yeah, he doesn't really...
And he's offended when people want Spider-Man gone. It's like, alright, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, nervous. Wait. Oh yeah. We haven't sunk up in a while. Spider-Man is landing on the ground with a baby now.
Now. Yes. Yeah. Landing on the ground. Now.
No. Now you're confusing everyone.
Now he's giving the baby to the girl, and the baby's crying, and she's like, "Thank you for saving my baby."
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Now, is he wearing an actual suit or is he fully animated? Is that someone in a suit?
Yeah, it's a real suit.
No, it's not. Is it?
Yes. They didn't compute. What would the computer generate the whole suit? They can bake a suit. That'd be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, but just to keep...
When he's like flying around, that's computer animation.
Right, but he's actually
right
in
now,
the suit.
It's a real suit.
And do you reckon it's Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, it's Tobey Maguire.
In the suit.
He had to get ripped for the role.
Okay.
When he takes his mask off, how do you think they're going to get around that?
Have you seen The Social Network where Armie Hammer is the twins? He plays both twins and they just CG his face into
it. 2002 though, they have worse technology.
That's true.
I think that would be very expensive to do that than just ask Tobey Maguire to
wear a suit, yeah.
Muscle and wear a suit, yeah.
Oh
no.
The classic cross-dressing routine.
Classic cross-dressing.
Happened 1,000 times. Now, for whatever reason, they're both immune to heat now. They're having a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in the Spider-Man's...
Lycra suit.
Lycra suit that doesn't provide much to breathe.
I do like this. This is one of my favourite things in any movie, though. I used to... In 2002, this was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
Or to flip around like that.
Yeah.
Like The Matrix.
It was essentially just ballet.
That's a spider sense.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. Yeah, but then he can dodge those, but as soon as he gets punched, it's like...
Isn't that very difficult to breathe? And, like, you have to always keep down low when you're in
there's just no oxygen.
When, yeah. And especially in his suit, where he can't breathe very well. It doesn't look like it. There isn't a lot of breathing space. Maybe spider helps him with that, I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of things are just like, yeah, I think his powers will cover that one. Anything, we'll refer that one to the powers, see if I can deal with it.
Yeah, good transition.
Oh, no.
This is Norman. Norman?
Yes, Norman.
Coming back into it. What's the actual name?
Norman Osborn.
Is that the actor? No, Willem's the actor.
Willem Dafoe.
Sorry, you might have got confused, our listeners. You are the Normans. This is also Norman.
Well, here's a fun little fact that I read on IMDb. Factoid? Norman Osborn is wearing Spider-Man colours, Spider-Man's colours, and Peter Parker is wearing the Green Goblin's colours.
Because he was wearing green
in the scene. Because he's wearing red and blue, and then Peter Parker will soon be wearing green.
Is that on purpose?
It must be.
Yeah, I guess so. Very subtle way, like.
Yeah. I just read on the IMDb. I was supposed to be a bit more prepared by this. I read the IMDb page once, like a week ago, and was remembering some stuff.
Yep.
Or was it Harry that's wearing the green? Because Harry's wearing some green now. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see. We'll find out.
This is where the wrist. He's got the bleeding wrist.
The what?
Because they've just had a fight. Is this? But doesn't? Does he click him?
Huh? This is when he's on the roof and they.
Yeah, but
in.
Does he click?
When does he click?
Does Willem, Norman? Does Norman get the understand that he's Spider-Man after this scene?
I think he might. I don't know. I think he's.
That is actually a very good hiding spot because you would never look on the roof of a high ceiling.
People always think that. I was like, why don't they look on the roof? But you never really do.
When do you walk into the room and you go, oh, they're not here? And then you look on the roof. If I walked into your bedroom, like, where's Nick? Better look on the roof. Oh, hey, Nick. Hanging up there again.
Oh, hey, bro. Sorry. Well, in my room, I think you noticed when I was in my room, my ceiling's very short.
Small. Yeah, same.
You notice, I think.
Nick, you walk in your own eye level.
For God's sake, what are you doing?
You duct taped yourself to the roof.
Oh, hello. Cheeky.
It's cheeky.
We're not doing inside jokes. That's a little inside joke that Cameron and I have.
It's not really. Cheeky. It's just cheeky. Oh, see, he's wearing green.
He's wearing green, see? Yeah. There you go.
He looks a little bit like he works at Woolworths.
Yeah, he does. Woolworths is a supermarket chain in Australia.
For all our English, English Normans.
England used to have Woolworths, but it got shut down.
Shut down?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It was like Target. Target is a general, just supermarket.
Let's see what other names we can name. Target in Australia, sorry, no, confused everyone, is a retail store.
It's a retail store. They have Target in America as well, so there you go. Good. Target.
And if you're anywhere else, we don't care. Figure it out yourself.
Good.
Ooh.
He did
just stick his fingers in a pie. Yeah. Literally, just came out of my mouth and his fingers in a pie.
Good guess there, mate.
Yeah, well done.
This is the Thanksgiving dinner. That must have been the Thanksgiving parade then. Oh,
now that is such an obvious... Yes, he knows there.
Yeah. Why don't you just plaster it up?
Why did she do that?
I don't know, just sort of, let me see your wrist, Peter. Oh, you got a car.
Peter, right? Risk check, okay. Or maybe she has spider senses too. Maybe she is also a spider superhero.
But she's a bit more subtle about it.
Yeah, like, you just, like, see her, she's flipping outside, doing all her...
Oh my god.
That food looks nice. Should I have some turkey?
No, he stuck his fingers all over it.
Oh, yeah.
It's got green on it.
Oh, no. Harry's upset. Poor Harry.
Oh, he's saying this girl's important to me. And she can hear it. And she's like, oh, that's sweet. Oh, no, she's more stressed that Norman doesn't like it.
Right. Fair dues.
Oh, and then he's like, oh, she's a gold... Like, he ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Good.
Yeah. A little bit of Kanye in there.
Yeah.
I like their apartment. I like their kind of...
What? Ham? You like... Is this Peter and...
It was Peter and Harry's...
Harry's apartment.
Yeah. I like it. I think it looks... I don't know. It's not like, fancy, but it doesn't look...
Pretty good for a uni apartment in the middle of New York.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, Harry is pretty rich, so...
You see, yeah, they're billionaires, yeah?
Yeah. I think they would have been able to do a bit better than that with Harry's money.
No. But he hasn't earned any. This is just his dad paying for an apartment in the middle of the city.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
That's quite reasonable. Don't just leave it sitting around. Hey, where does he keep the suit? Oh, they have a secret lab. He has a secret lab. Yeah.
He is a billionaire. Forgetting that, he's not.
And also,
he's not the same.
But the death of the scientist isn't that really followed up much.
No, no one really cares.
It's just kind of like, oh yeah, he was a scientist.
He died.
Probably didn't
somehow.
Have any friends. Yeah,
I don't know how, but
never even addressed.
Have you seen Austin Powers?
I know.
That's addressed in that. Like he loads of henchmen die, and every time the henchman dies, it goes to the family of the henchman. It was like the guy's gonna get married. And
yeah.
Funny.
No, actually, that is not the same mask they use.
Isn't it?
Because, if you see carefully, the mask actually has an open mouth there.
You know, later here, you know, we just saw the eyes opening?
Yeah.
Later he has the eyes and the mouth opening. There's a...
No, it doesn't actually show them opening. I think he actually has to take the eyes off. Just to, like, put them somewhere.
It's like taking your lenses out of your glasses.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and then he gets to take... See, oh, mate, it's a question of a heart attack here or something. In the comic she does. She finds out that Peter becomes Spider-Man and she has a heart attack.
Oh no, she does. She's in hospital now.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Fair dues. And she's already in hospital, isn't she? Where was she before? Was
that in her house!
Oh, okay. All
she
right, there you go.
Hang out in the hospital.
There you go, she's traumatised now. That's what Mary Jane should be. Mary Jane should be there doing that.
Mary Jane should be Peter's mum. Aunt. Yes?
Why don't they just kick him out?
Because she's going into, like... cardiac arrest or something, and he's not actually that useful as a 15-year-old.
he's 18. He's graduated.
They don't let him just watch though. It's not like
his family.
You can't just watch.
I want to watch. There he is. He's looking now.
He's looking.
A cheeky peek.
A cheeky peeky.
How long does this movie have left? Not long.
Yeah, we list Normans. You should be a minute, a 1 hour, 32 minutes in. Of 2 hours. It's a deceptively long movie. We are late to lunch now, Norman, so...
Half an hour late, so don't worry about that.
Were meant to be meeting you for lunch, we apologise.
I'll just send a cheeky text to the person we're sending.
Alright.
Meeting.
You message, I'll just cover it. I'll monologue.
Yeah, you monologue. I can keep talking, you know, I'm not that antisocial.
You still are antisocial. I mean, you are Peter Parker. Yep, okay, Nick's not discussing.
I'm discussing, now. No, I'm talking. Don't worry, sorry, listeners.
Now...
Running a bit late.
Now, you know how Mary Jane's a colloquial term for marijuana?
Yeah.
Was that before or after Spider-Man? That is something Google could tell us. Because it would seem a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah.
Mary Jane...
I don't know. You're looking it up?
Did her and Harry ever address... Are they... They're having problems, is that the thing? At the moment?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. And now she's getting all flirty with Peter, which... I'm not sure about how good a friend Peter is after that.
Yeah, he doesn't really care that
She is with Harry. Like, sure enough, you know, if...
He liked her, but
he didn't actively say it.
Yeah.
He didn't say he liked Mary Jane. Which is awkwardly staring at her. Then Harry gets with her and suddenly he's like, oh, it's fine to flirt with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Harry's made out to be the bad guy.
Oh.
Exactly.
Just because he's the main... Harry Potter's the main role in the movie.
Yeah.
So well, yeah, he kissed her.
Yeah.
He made out with her under the... Yeah.
Oh, Mary Jane's a bit of a... sludge bucket. Is that a crap term?
No. It wasn't... Hang on.
What? Mary Jane...
It was from a song by it wasn't AM.
Was it? When did the song come out? Spider Man.
No, you did just click on a random link, so I don't actually know. You did just completely change. I think you just shut down the one I'm looking at.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
But it said it was a song from Rick James.
When did that come
so
out?
So I think I can't find it now.
We're gonna find out which one came first. We know.
Okay, we'll find it now.
That's
one of my autocompletes. Mary Jane. It's Mary Jane Watson, Spider-Man, named after the nickname of Weed.
Weed.
I don't think so.
That's good. I love it when people do that.
That's good.
You know this? No, sorry. Thanks, man.
good. I'm just like, I don't think so, and that's the top answer.
Yeah.
Give that 100% votes.
What's that guy say?
Is this a saying yes? Yes, Stanley and many other artists do enjoy the
Earth. Yes.
Isn't Stanley like 90?
I think he's 90, isn't it? 60?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's inconclusive.
But it's not 60.
That's inconclusive.
It's not 60. He created Spider-Man in the 60s.
That would make him at least 60. If he was 10.
Exactly.
And Captain America came out in the 30s.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Captain America came out.
He wasn't writing the 30s.
Captain America came out. Captain America
that
started.
That wasn't Stanley. Okay, let's look at Stanley.
Captain America started in World War II.
Stanley. Was that an actual thing? Oh, I thought that was just even. I thought that was retrospective history.
No, yeah, Captain America started as World War II propaganda. That's what we liked about the movie.
Oh, because they actually worked it in as he was just World War II propaganda.
Yeah.
Oh, he's born in 1922.
Yes, yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Wow. Age 89. Wow,
yeah.
Okay. What was his first comic?
I don't know. Captain America.
Early career.
So you Captain America?
Yep. Debut takes Captain America.
Yeah. There you go. Nick is correct.
May 1941.
1941. Yeah. Well done. Well done, Nick. Clap, clap, clap.
Everyone, give Nick a round of applause if you're listening.
I
don't care.
Mail in.
Mail in if you didn't. Audio file.
I texted the people we're meeting, said, are we going to be late for lunch?
You're not going to tell them we're sitting in my front room doing a podcast?
No.
I wouldn't
do that. Mention
that. I don't think we need
to. We're supposed to meet at 1 to go to lunch.
It's now 1:10 for anyone listening.
We won't get to
No matter when you're listening or where you're listening, it is 1:10.
We won't get to lunch until about 10 to 2. You realise?
well, I'll blame it on you.
We can't.
We can't abandon the Normans now.
Oh, they're gonna make a heartfelt.
Well, hopefully they are Normans by the time we release this. They will be Normans, and they will understand.
They will.
But, except they'll be a little bit angry that we lied to them because we are discussing it in real time.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, Peter's right. Fallen asleep in class. Oh no, it's not
in
class.
We're supposed to be doing homework, but we felt, yeah.
Have you ever done that? Actually fallen asleep on your books?
In class?
In class or just at home?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just doing homework? Like you've actually face planted on your books?
Not at home, no. But
in class, you've fallen asleep?
Yeah.
Did you wake up with a teacher, like,
no.
Right in front of you?
I've been. No, never deep sleep, but I've sort of.
Talking to yourself.
I've fallen asleep and then. Woken up and not really got what the teacher's talking about or anything.
Really? I've never
yeah.
fallen... I've always been terrified because I used to have a maths teacher who would just wake kids up, like, in their face. He'd be,
yeah.
like, inches away from their face
lots
and
of
wake people up.
Teachers don't care, though. It's sort of thing. If you're sleeping, that's your own fault. You're not going to listen. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disrupt the learning of everyone else.
Yeah, I think teachers at our school don't really
yeah.
care that much.
Okay. Person is calling me.
No, you got to reject that.
So I just ignore it?
Or could we try... No, we can't try pause, can we? Can you text him? Text him. Say,
no,
we're going to... Oh, this is a disaster. Sorry, everyone, we've abandoned the movie.
So what At station, where are you and Cam?
Cam is Cambo, for those listening.
We could pause it and come back to it. Should we do that?
That would be, it would put the flow of the podcast out a bit.
But we did promise to meet our friends at 1, and it's now 10 past 1.
It's actually nearly 1:15. Should we do that?
We'll do that.
Sorry, Normans, this should only be momentary for you, but for us, we're going to be going for a few hours. So we're going to try a double pause.
This is the magic of...
Podcasting. Okay, so, ready? I'm going to try pausing the microphone as you pause the movie.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, pause.
And we're back, welcome back, everyone.
Now, that would have seemed like a very short amount of time, but we were just out for a couple of hours, so we're not quite sure what's happening anymore.
Well, Peter's on the phone.
Okay, we'll figure that out. Yeah, just to resync, Peter is looking concerned on the phone, and he's seen change.
He's staring right at the camera, so yeah, maybe he's breaking the fourth wall. Hopefully not.
Yeah, okay, now it's just new scene change, blurry Mary Jane waking up.
She's on the bridge. I know the scene.
I don't remember it. I saw it last in 2002, so...
She's about to get thrown off a bridge.
Spoilers!
Do you need to ruin it right before it happens? Because I don't actually remember that.
What?
I don't remember that.
Well, it was kind of obvious now.
Yeah, I know, but spoilers.
Sorry for spoiling the movie for you.
Yeah.
The person's commentating over it.
Alright.
Anyway, here we go.
Why is she in a pajama? Oh, she like kidnapped and not aware?
I don't know how...
It's not really addressed.
Did it show when she, like, fell asleep, or...
I think so. I think she just woke up on the bridge.
Oh,
with a dude surfing around her.
I think she got really drunk.
You heard the Green Goblin is out doing shots.
This shot seems really weird without dialogue. It's just the Green Goblin's face.
No, you can see his mouth, though. Just by popular consensus, you can see his mouth.
Oh. Oh, no, says Mary Jane.
No, I should not say that. We'll let them do the dialogue, we'll just comment on it, okay?
I think we should redub the whole film.
What do you think of old Spider-Man costume versus new?
What do you mean, in this movie and the new movie?
Yeah.
Well, this movie's the Spider-Man costume. New movie's come up with a completely new design. This one's, like, based around the comics.
This is the original. Oh,
yeah.
Fair.
So, I don't know, the new one looks alright. I don't mind it. You've already asked about that with the gold eyes.
Oh, I did too. Sorry.
Now, the whole costume, not just the eyes. So
the Green Goblin should technically be a lot more powerful villain because he has kind of Spider-Man strength and stuff.
That's what I like about him in the Ultimate series. That he is just a massive. He's like the Hulk, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of just a guy in a suit.
You're bringing a lot more information to this podcast than I am. I'm like, what do you reckon? Someone's done research.
And now he's always the whole. Choose your girlfriend.
Do you reckon that's,
I don't know it's your girlfriend, but I'm assuming... Oh, no, he does know it's your
girlfriend. Do you reckon this 3D model is based on... Like, that's completely animated there.
No, it's just him in a suit.
Is it?
He's in front of a green screen, yes. Why would they spend that much money animating him standing still?
Because I've said to build a 3D model of him anyway.
Yeah, but...
I don't think money's an issue in Hollywood.
When it's a close-up, though, you want him in the costume, so look... 3D model.
Is that actually his
face?
Because, no, that's not his actual face.
Yes, it is. It's Tobey Maguire in a suit. Why would this... No.
Because...
No, 3D model for his web sling when he's got a green
look
fast.
Look at his nose. That isn't his nose, is it?
Yes. That's him in a suit.
Oh, okay.
They have him as a 3D model when he's going fast. It's really blurry so you can't see him. If it was just a 3D model, it wouldn't look realistic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, he's faced with the classic superhero choice.
Yeah.
This is exactly what happens in Batman. It's like, do you go the good option or your girlfriend?
It's done a bit better in Batman.
Yeah, in Batman. But it's the same dilemma. Good option or your girlfriend. And they always try to save both. But always
go
to the girlfriend.
Batman didn't try to save both. He knew he couldn't.
That's true.
He went straight for Harvey Dent.
Yeah, that was that showed that Batman's a really good person over just a bit selfish.
Yeah.
He saved both.
I like the Dark Knight.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
This movie is hardly the Dark Knight. So she's not as thrilled here, is she?
No. Yeah, she's a bit scared.
I would be too, to be honest.
Nah, I'll be alright.
Well, that's fine, because the people survive a 60-meter drop in a metal container.
I think he's going to slowly lower it. He's
Why does he start...
What?
I need you to fly down. I can't fly... I'll climb down. Never mind.
Fly down, you're superheroes right now! Oh, crap.
Sorry.
This throws my whole plan out the window.
Oh no.
That'd be exceptionally difficult to do.
The wire would be really terrible on your hands as well.
All you have to do is shoot him.
Yeah, the Green Goblin's an idiot.
Yeah, it seems to be a common theme. Like, conveniently missing it all the time. Just, oh, yeah. Better just hug Spider-Man.
What was that? He was running in a straight line. He was just shooting to the left and the right of him.
Yeah. Oh, God. Come on, Spider-Man. Stop being such a good guy. Just save yourself. I'd make a terrible Spider-Man.
Yeah, probably. Oh, no.
A good catch!
That's not likely at
10
all.
10 meter free fall.
Would that break her arms?
Yes!
Yeah.
And smash her face?
Yeah.
Her face should have hit that glass really hard.
I know, the children.
Oh, it is time to die, Spider-Man.
Right, fair enough. It's time to die.
Did you just get really unco?
No, he got hit by... No, look, he got hit by things from the people on the bridge.
That's terrible.
I don't know.
Oh god, I hope the new one's not like this.
I really hope it isn't.
Could we?
Because in the comics, everyone like.
If this is well received, could we do a modern Spider-Man?
Oh, the new one.
Yeah. Oh no, we've used up a lot of our Spider-Man talk. I don't think.
Well, we can still do the new one.
Yeah, we can do comparisons.
Yeah. We'll have to. It'll be a while. We'll have to wait till it comes out on DVD.
Or I mean, yes, obviously, because we're not.
Well,
bad people. Nicky is, but I'm alright.
Alright.
Self-recommendation. I'm alright.
What is this? Is this a haunted house or?
A greenhouse.
Where did this come from? Oh, alright.
That's not even.
Is it just a really old abandoned building?
Why didn't he die there?
That's a really convenient way to get his.
He should have died.
Yeah, to get his... No, this is a really convenient way to get his suit re-ripped immediately, instead of it gradually getting ripped.
I know, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And then...
And now something's really ripped so we can have the dramatic battle scene.
Oh, actually, I don't quite like his death. No, spoiler, Green Goblin. Sorry, Normans.
This is kind of... I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, no. What's going on? Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Okay.
Remember his death?
What is the best, like... hand-to-hand fight scene in any movie you can think of.
Are you thinking this, or...?
No, I actually quite like one in X-Men. Start of X-Men.
I can't remember. X-Men?
No, Wolverine's in the cage, and he's just taking hits, and then suddenly it's revealed that he has, like, superpowers.
Alright. And I haven't seen... That's really fake.
God, this is... Really? That looks really fake. We've just watched 2 hours of Spider-Man, and that looks fake.
I don't know, it looked like... I think they sped it up or something as he was getting out of the webs. It just looked really... I don't know. It's weird.
Oh no.
I
like that he dramatically raised his hand. Like, better shoot you really slowly. He's lost his eyes again. Oh, they are retractable. No, he doesn't take them out.
He doesn't take them. Alright, stop. Lost my eyes, everyone. See, he's got his mouth.
Yeah, and you can see the gold at the top of the helmet.
Yeah.
We should resync again. Okay, next thing
now
is...
Now Spider-Man's mask is...
Looking angry, half a mask. Back to Green Goblin.
Blades are coming out. He's going to stab Spider-Man. Spider-Man's looking...
He's not looking happy.
No. I mean, I wouldn't.
Ooh. Now, this... You know what?
What?
This is a movie cliche here. This is almost as bad as, like, you know, blue guys have red beam. I mean, good guys have blue beam, and bad guys have red beam.
Oh, God.
Like, you know those ones?
Like in Star Wars.
Like in Star Wars, like in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like in every movie you've ever seen.
Harry Potter, not so much.
The bad
spells are the red spells.
Yeah, it's like red. No, red is good and green is bad. Like
in Harry Potter, yeah.
Well, this one in Star Wars, the red lightning versus blue lightning.
That's not in Harry Potter because red is usually bad.
No, but like the classic beam battles, the two main people.
Good versus
evil.
That wasn't beam battle. That was the blade and Spider-Man.
No. But like that's like another cliche. Like the very slow wrestle. Like that would never happen. All you've got to do is shift your weight left or right, and it
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah, that would never happen. A fist fight would never happen. The fact that the Green Goblin and Spider-Man are fighting, that's fine. With webs and missiles, but a fist fight, that's a bit much.
Oh no, he's revealing himself to be Norman Osborn. Peter's like,
is he surprised?
Yeah, he doesn't know that Norman is Green Goblin. Oh no.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying.
No, watch it.
That's a trick.
He's a trick, then he tries to kill him. See, he is evil.
Did we ever answer that Mary Jane question?
Which one?
Not really.
Which one?
The Rick Ross song.
No.
Oh, I'm gonna get back on that, listeners.
No, just watch this, because it's the death scene. Look, see?
Oh.
See, I think his spider sense will detect this.
Yeah,
danger is coming up.
Oh no, they do.
It does at the very last minute.
Yeah, but that's only when it happens. Because the danger isn't there yet. It's only when they come towards it is the danger apparent.
No, in the comics it doesn't.
This isn't the comics. In the movie, in the rules of the movie.
Yeah, alright. Like in the comics, if he meets someone and he gets a spider sense, he knows that person is bad. Or he knows that person's dangerous or having, you know. Oh no. So now he gets it.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Okay, that was stupid. Yeah. Oh, that's awkward. I was like, oh. Is that arrogant making your suit with abs in it?
Yeah, but.
There's no need for the Green Goblin to have abs. Like, he doesn't actually have abs, but for some reason, you know what? I'll look really cool in this suit. What was that? Was the last line, don't tell Harry.
Like, don't tell Harry, yeah.
I don't think he has any grounds to make requests.
No, he tried to kill him.
I think you lose all grounds of request there.
Yeah. Oh no, and now Harry's being put to sleep by Spider-Man. Makes sense. Oh, that's not Harry, that's Norman. Normie. There's Harry. You want me to Spider-Man Wikipedia?
No, Mary Jane Wikipedia. I'm trying to find this still there, Mary Jane. It mentioned it. Right. That Mary Jane's colloquial term for marijuana, but doesn't actually.
I don't know. Back in black. Anyway, sorry for referencing something on the Wikipedia page.
Sorry.
This is the final scene, you realise.
Yeah, I'm just reading. I'm just reading text. That's fine.
Come on, no.
Sorry, I'll focus.
We'll answer the Mary Jane.
Okay, do that in the credits. We'll do the credits. No. Well, I do want to get sorted.
During the credits, now we'll focus on the scene.
Now, has he seen Spider-Man returning his dad?
No, he saw Spider-Man, but he didn't see it was Peter.
Yeah, no, did he see? He saw Spider-Man returning his dead dad.
Yeah, and so he knows that Spider-Man killed him, and he's like, "I'm pretty."
Hang on, but see now this. He also knows his dad was Green Goblin.
Yeah, but he's still upset that Green Goblin was, you know, that he. That
but Green Goblin tried to kill him.
Yeah, but he thought that. Yeah, but he. Was he? No, but he doesn't know that.
But was he against Spider-Man? Was he against Spider-Man? Was he against Spider-Man?
Yeah, he had
some. Didn't have an opinion.
Yeah. Now, this, though, Harry, right here, is playing the role that Gwen had in the comics. Spider-Man was dating Gwen, and Peter's dad got killed. And Gwen's dad got killed, and she blamed Spider-Man for it.
So,
she hates Spider-Man for it, blames Spider-Man. And so Harry's like that, except instead of dating Peter, he's just his best friend.
I still think Mary Jane would recognise his voice, like. If you were in a lycra suit and talking to him, they're like, you know what, you're about the same height.
Yeah.
You speak exactly the same.
Actually, you know, in the new Green Lantern movie, it's terrible, where they do address that.
I know, yeah, I've heard
that. He comes in and goes, hey, he's wearing just a mask. Is that you? You're just wearing a mask of your eyes. Yeah. I mean, I can tell.
Yeah, I've seen you naked. I think I'd recognise you when you put a mask in your eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even though he covers his face, you do recognise someone's physique and...
Yeah. Would you...
Accent.
If I were to come up just a mask, would you recognise it was me?
Yes.
My physique? Would you?
He's slopey shoulders.
Oh, good. Thanks, man. Thanks, bro. No, okay, you're walking down the street and some guy in a costume comes up.
It's like, hey, it's Nick!
It starts beating up thugs. Okay, you don't hear me. You hear me, like, shout, oh no!
You're
British!
Would
you immediately jump?
Yes!
Would you immediately jump to me?
Your height!
Some guy! Eye height isn't a weird height, no, your average height!
Your height and your posture and
would
your
you
voice!
You immediately jump to me if I said one word? Beating up fucking that's clearly Nick.
That's very Nick. That's
typical Nick.
Maybe not.
No. No, this is the bit where she thinks, because she kisses him, and she's like, hold on.
Why does she kiss
Spider-Man.
Him?
I don't know. Is she still going to have Harry?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a bit of a slut, isn't she?
You're not allowed to do that.
So in her eyes, she's actually kissed, she's cheated on Harry twice.
Yes.
She's...
It's not a thing. It's not okay.
Yeah, I think she kisses him. If she doesn't, then sorry, Mary Jane. Sorry for taking.
Yeah, sorry for calling you.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
But no, that's not a thing.
Is she still going to get married? No, she is, isn't she?
You hope not.
Yeah, because at his dad's funeral.
Yeah, I forgot it's his dad's funeral. Oh yeah, sorry, Harry. You're waiting in the car. You're just making up with your friend. Sorry.
Oh, your dad. So, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry about your dad, by the way.
You found out?
Not really.
No, you're just looking at pictures of Spider-Man.
Yep. Well, just Mary Jane, actually. She seems like a nice girl.
This scene is really boring and we can't hear what's going on. Just Mary touching his face.
Oh, they both look kind of teary. Oh, now he's all... Now, why did he suddenly become all confident?
He's Spider-Man. Spider-Man gives him confidence, doesn't
he? Oh, does it? He's like all ripped and stuff.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Oh, we were meant to try a real life experiment which we get 7 or 8 different spiders and we're going to put them on Nick's face and get them all to bite him to find out which one would actually give him some powers.
Yeah, because I will get spider powers. Don't worry. Don't worry about it, Norman.
Obviously, there is the... Yeah. And then...
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time.
And we'll get one of those tiger web shoes and strap them on. You try making a suit as a high school student. You can't sew.
We tried Spider-Man in real life. Oh, no yes. Sewing experience. I tried to make a full like.
Yes, he did break both his ankles. He's jumping off the roof. No. It was silly string. You're right. Yeah.
And I love that it never explained where the suit comes from.
It just appears.
Yeah, he's just sort of imagined, so it's like, oh, I've got it now. I've replaced the t-shirt and jeans.
I just like the idea that he's just sewing through, like, stuff, and he happens to find a very specific suit. I forgot I had this. Who's he?
Oh.
That doesn't sound as... No, I think they're trying to make it sound really, like, really definitive, whatever. It doesn't really.
Who am I? The thing is, I don't like Spider-Man. Spider-Man's supposed to be like a... Like a really, like, wise-ass kind of guy when he's fighting. He makes, like, stupid jokes and everything. He doesn't in this movie at all.
Does he? He says one.
He says, like, one or two?
Yeah.
But, like, that's Spider-Man's thing. He's sort of, he's just, when he's fighting criminals, he's just making fun of them the whole time. Just constantly making wisecracks.
Yeah. Well, he can essentially fly, but only in high-population areas where there's big buildings.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, New York is... perfect place for Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't what I was criticizing.
I would love to see a rural...
You've just come off a new criticism.
But imagine rural Spider-Man. He's gonna run everywhere. It'd be fantastic.
Oh, that was in the comics, at one point he loses web shooters, and so he pretty much just has to jump from building to building getting home. It's like, God, this is taking forever.
Oh yeah, he does have the big jump, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, great.
He could actually monetize that, like that ability. Like, sports.
Well, that's he was wrestling.
Yeah, but sports. Just sport, in general.
Yeah.
The reflexes and everything.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, in the comic he joins the basketball team.
Yeah, look, that's the sort of thing you would do as a
high school student.
As a high school student, that's exactly what I would just show off.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, he chooses, I'm not going to tell anyone about this. Why? Tell your best friend, that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Look at all this cool stuff I
do. No one has that self-control, they wouldn't tell anyone.
I know. Yeah, that's the thing, in the comics, Mary Jane is his best friend, so he tells her immediately.
Coming over marijuana, Stan Lee claimed that it was coincidental and he had no experience with drugs and was unfamiliar with such terminology.
Ah.
I don't buy it, Stan.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
God damn it,
that's inappropriate.
I like how Stan Lee is like in every Marvel movie.
Is he? I don't notice.
You know at the end of Avengers?
Oh, okay, I saw him once on Big Bang Theory.
He was in this, remember I pointed him out? He was saving a little girl from falling debris.
I saw him in this.
But you know in the Avengers at the very end? He's being interviewed and he goes, superheroes in New York? That's ridiculous.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, this has been another episode of Press
That's It
Now. And I'm Cameron Hall.
And I'm Nicholas James Bernard. Or just Nick Bernard.
Or Burners, Burnout. What do you want to call him?
I've got many names.
Okay. Remember, mail-in.
Mail-in for the undisclosed email address.
You know what?
An email
address. No. Guess. Guess and mail.
Mail it to every email address in
you
the
know.
World. You get there eventually.
Yeah. Just process of elimination. Yeah.
You know like how some schools and universities have like a send to all function? Sure. Google Mail has that.
Yeah, same to all.
To all Google Mail accounts.
Yep, easy. Yeah. Well, it'll probably be on Hotmail, to be honest.
I'm not sure for Google
Mail. Facebook.
I hate Hotmail.
Facebook.
No, I have an email address as well, though.
Okay.
For people who don't...
Can I use Facebook messages?
Some people don't use Facebook.
That's true. I don't want to be...
Don't be associated with those people.
That's that's what I was getting at, yeah.
Anyway, thank you all for listening. Any of you who did listen, you are the Normans.
be proud.
Goodbye, everyone. This is the credits.